Waking up in the morning, seeing the sunrise. Well, well, it's an awful sea, I thank you, Lord.
Glad you wasn't supposed to finish the traffic that fast.
Rolling over, seeing my baby's eyes. It's an awful sea, I
what?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, poor Lise got all nervous.
Say, thank you,
happy Thanksgiving. Well, I had Elliot come over to the house, and that I left him alone with my mom and my dog for an hour. So that worked out very well for you, I think.
We both took a nap. we both snored. That's funny.
Always good. Always
I'd
good
like
stuff.
An invite the next time you all decide to have a scheduled nap, because that's really all my hour.
Naps are the best.
Oh, I think napping in a group. That's the only reason I go to yoga is to fall asleep with strangers. That's the only reason I go to yoga.
That's the only reason I ride the red line.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had an incredible evening. I had a great day. I actually devoted the entire day to cooking, which I think is not uncommon for a lot of people. But I only cooked really for my mom and for me and for you guys. I have, for anybody who didn't get a chance to celebrate Thanksgiving dinner, is Roger upstairs still or has he gone off somewhere else? We'll talk to Roger in a minute. Oh, that's is that Brandon?
Oh, yeah, it's me. Roger's on his way down.
Oh, he is, because he knows I have food. Did you have a chance to enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner?
No. I spent my Thanksgiving here, which is totally okay.
Well, but I have all the fixings. I have stuffing. I have mashed potatoes. The mashed potatoes are a situation unto themselves.
Well, you'll be seeing me shortly, though.
Well, I definitely have turkey. I have all the fixings. Sweet potato casserole and corn casserole.
I also brought Polish mashed potatoes.
What are Polish mashed potatoes?
They're mashed potatoes with cheese and spinach.
Well, there you go. You're totally covered. Get down here, Brandon.
Plus some
homemade,
handmade pierogies.
That's right. Yeah. You said you were gonna get that.
It was
your hands
a Polish Thanksgiving, so I brought a bunch of those.
Very nice.
Yeah. Thank you, I've got pie.
And Lise
Costco
has pie.
Made, pie pumpkin well. And apple. Oh, you brought pie too?
Pie for everyone. Hey, we have tons of fixins. We
pie
have
for
and,
days.
And pie for days. There's nothing wrong with pie for days.
It's everything you need.
It is. Oh, I am having a little bit of, I don't know why I'm wearing velvet, because it's making me sweat a little bit. Can you?
is that, velvet?
It's velvet. I was in the kitchen. I woke up at noon because I went to bed around 5 a.m., right? Because
yep.
You and I actually went out to eat after the show last night, because that's what you should do the night before Thanksgiving.
Go out and have something. It's the last moment of calm you're going to have
it
before
was very calm.
Things happen.
We go to the Big Top sometimes. And you know Todd, sometimes we go to the Hubbard. We go to the Hubbard. You and I go to Mother Hubbard sometimes.
Do you call that the Big Top?
No, I'm saying that's the place you and I go as Mother Hubbards. And then Elliot and I sometimes go to the Big Top.
Oh, Elliot gets to go to the VIP place.
No, you don't like my neighborhood.
Whoa.
Last time I took you to my neighborhood,
Thanksgiving time, I didn't know that was the time to throw bombs, but clearly.
It is. Ask Elliot.
I'm catching haymakers right here in the Allstate Arena.
Did you kind of start open the whole show?
Yeah, you did a little bit. Roger Badish,
happy Thanksgiving.
How are you doing, sir? I have all the fixings again, as I did last year.
Oh,
yes.
Look, and someone left ribs in there earlier.
Yeah, but I got rid of those because they've been here for a
while. You mean the ones in the garbage can?
Yeah.
I got rid of those.
I tried to claim those before they lost.
They smelled good.
Yes, but they've been here since before Brian Noonan's show, which started it at 4, correct?
Yeah.
So that's 7 hours ago. I'm not allowing.
Sitting out.
Out.
Just out.
So 7 hours minimum.
All that sugar, all that salt, it preserves it. That's how this works.
Okay, well, and you know what? Nothing in the garbage can has touched it yet, so you're welcome to garbage can ribs.
You know what? What else?
An hour and a half,
sugar?
I may feel differently.
Yeah, really.
There's so much. I have so much food. I have so much.
You always do.
I have a lot of. Well,
yeah,
but
we
this
have a
year
lot upstairs now.
Oh, you do.
Veronica brought like meal for 100 people.
Well, there you go. We are so set for Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. We'll go. We'll do like a little. We'll do a food crawl. We'll do our food down here. We'll set stations up throughout the building for security, for us, for anyone working in the building, for any of the crew that has to clean up the building.
Yeah.
We will have stations set up throughout the building.
There
we'll do some down here, and then you've got your.
Yeah,
newsroom.
Stuff up there, yeah.
Maybe some at the security desk. Maybe someone wanders into the lobby and we will just give out food.
That'd be great.
I think with insurance.
And people can bring
stuff,
right? If they want to come in and donate food.
That's right.
Sure.
If we have any avid onlookers who decide to bring a little
Report.
Exactly.
Do you have any leftovers? Look, he's got leftovers. I'm not even kidding. Look.
There's a pie.
There's leftovers on Michigan Avenue. Come bring it in. Oh, it's
Say
Adam Salzer. That's why. He's
Say
coming to the show.
We happen to be missing seltzer water and napkins, so come on in.
I have club soda. We also have a bucket of ice for various reasons. How did your Thanksgiving go, Roger? Did you get to celebrate with your family before coming in?
No, I slept. And
thumbs up to that.
And that was it.
Because all the sleeping. Get it all.
Overnight and everything.
Yes.
Well, I don't have the energy I used to. You deserve that.
I don't have the energy I used to.
Take care of you.
Bridget
and David. No, it's not energy
you
used to. I mean, you just used to live on no sleep. Now you just have a regular person's amount of sleep.
That's right.
That's reasonable.
I have a regular old person's amount of sleep.
No.
But Bridget and David went to Norma's, my dad's wife's place.
Mm-hmm.
And had dinner with about maybe
100. Wait, I have to enjoy that for just a second, because I'm sure you've said it before, but my dad's wife's place.
Yeah, well, his second
Because
wife.
You refuse to call her your stepmother.
Well, yeah.
Because weird at this point.
It's extremely weird.
Okay.
And,
and guess what
no
I did?
Problem.
Made it weirder.
You
Thank
did.
You
were like,
That's
wait,
okay.
wait, bookmark that. Let's get to that and spend some time on it.
Let's just put a post-it right there.
About 200 other people in the dining room.
No.
Oh,
well, it's,
no.
It's sure, senior housing.
Assisted living.
Then they came home for a quick second and then took off to a friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
Really grew up with our daughter. She was having Thanksgiving dinner at her place.
Cool.
So our daughter and the kids were over there, and they went over there, and I said, see ya, and went to sleep again.
Oh, see, the food coma is one of the best things. And yeah. Todd Belcour, the executive director of Social Change, also a adjunct professor of law at the University of Chicago Law School.
That's right. Nothing lends credibility like a laughter directly after.
Yeah, because you looked at me like you weren't sure if I would get
I
your intro right.
Expecting
Look,
you to miss
no,
half
notes,
of
it. No notes.
Look at that.
Appreciate that.
I'm
wow.
just saying.
That's impressive.
You were up late cleaning your home for your family, for your mom to come in. And
You've
do some
been
cooking.
Doing a good job of looking at my Facebook.
I stalk you, if that's okay with you.
No, that's right. You know, I've been out of town a ton. And then last thing you want anyone to have to deal with when they're coming in to clean, you know, that human's labor is they have to deal with your old mess and clean up that before they can be nice enough to bless you with some nice home cooking. So I realized I had probably about 3 weeks of dishes.
Oh.
So I had to knock them out and, you know, turn a little music
Paper
up.
Paper products work
right.
well.
You know, if they were all mine, I'd feel I would understand that. But probably about 6 of the 300 were mine. But I have a roommate, so that works. You know,
and your roommate did? Oh, okay.
You know, but we're fellas.
Maybe,
we have a different variant, which is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, but maybe you right high tolerance of clutter and crud. I
didn't say that.
Crud.
We have a different
would
level
you,
of appreciation.
Is crud not an acceptable?
For what's unnecessary.
That was a word he would have used.
Is there some like collected benefits or something along
crud? Crud. Mm-hmm. Look, there's a lot of crud in my house. I know
no,
crud when I see
it.
None of the above. Do you think maybe you're a roommate and you could possibly chip in together and get someone to come in twice a month?
No, I sorted it out. No worries. Like,
I'm not worried.
I'm happy to do the dishes.
I would like to get someone to come in once a month and just take care of the house.
Right?
Do the dishes. Most importantly, I want my mom to have a seamless transition to coming in, knocking out whatever she wanted to do. I made breakfast in the morning for all of us.
Nice.
And then
she got to work.
We enjoyed that. And then she cooked some food and it was wonderful.
Very good.
Nice. How many did you have over?
You know, she cooks for our football team, and then we generally have
All
about
moms
four
do.
Or five.
Okay. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
I did the same.
The beauty is that you get to enjoy the fruits of the labor, so now you get some pie and all the like.
Well, I'm excited to try some of the pie that you brought as well. And Elliot, you were with some friends tonight for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. My family's scattered all over the country right now, so my boss... from my regular job, took pity on me and said, "Okay, you'll be one of our strays that we take in this year."
Aww.
So it was a they didn't live too far from me, so I went out and it was a Polish Thanksgiving. It was a lot of Polish food, but here's the thing too: they're all vegetarian, with the exception of my boss's father. And he's the only one who ate turkey. So he made a turkey just for himself.
A whole turkey?
A whole turkey.
Mm.
He wanted a turkey. Wanted all. And it was me and him. And then, oh, I'm sorry, the one other stray they took in. I met somebody else, I guess, who they took in for that Thanksgiving.
Wonderful.
But it was very nice, very wonderful family. And then it's funny, I got to tell, I was pulled into telling the story about the time I got caught on the top of the Goliath at Great America. You've heard that story.
You Facebooked it about it. And we were at Great America. I told that story every time we were at Great America this year, and it freaked people out.
Yeah, I would never go on the Goliath after that.
Well, I mean, have you seen the Goliath at Great America?
I mean, you can't just taunt us like that.
Is that
you're giving
which
us
one
just
is
enough
it's
to make
world's,
us super curious?
It's the world's biggest incline on a wooden roller coaster. And basically, the incline looks like it comes almost back into itself.
Yeah.
Is that the one that they put the big spider on when you drive past
That's
it?
The American Eagle.
Oh, okay, never mind.
This is where...
That.
it's actually in the exact same location where the Iron Wolf used to be at Great America, which was an awful ride.
That was awful. It was a terrible ride. Painful. Yeah.
It's almost like that corner is just cursed for pleasure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like. I mean, for pleasure ride. Pleasurable. Okay.
The pleasurable we're going experience. The wrong direction.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that didn't work. Hey, I haven't said,
the ride
about,
goes up, not,
I haven't said anything about spatchcocking yet. More after this on 720 WGN.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a word.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is our live Thanksgiving Day party. It's our annual tradition here at Pretty Late. I want to welcome Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer and regular guest on the show. Also, Todd Belcour, the executive director of Social Change and adjunct professor of law at the University of Chicago Law School. We also have Paul Farvar, comedian and host of Singles Only Podcast. You can find on iTunes. We also have Roger Badish in studio. He'll be up in traffic in just a little bit, but hanging out with us tonight for some great Thanksgiving stories and hanging out with each other. Enjoy. Oh, by the way, everyone's a regular on the show and some of our favorites. Adam Selzer, author, tour guide to Chicago.
Hey, how you doing?
It does work.
All right.
Hello.
Cool. All right.
It was going to be a surprise for us. So the bird is the word. Before we check in with our guests that have just joined us, I mentioned the word spatchcocking before we went to the break. And it's one of my favorite new words.
Did you dump that word? Did you dump it?
No, she doesn't have to. Oh.
It sounds Yiddish.
I resent any implication that it might be a dirty word. I love that I explained to you, Elliot, and my mother independently of each other. Before you came over, I had just explained to my mother what spatchcocking was. You sat down. I gave you the exact same description, which is that you you flip over the turkey and you cut the back out. Right, you use either scissors or a serrated knife, and you cut the back out, put that aside maybe for your gravy later. You flip it back over and you break its breastbone, so you spread it out, and it's pretty much a flat bird because it's supposed to cook much better than if you just cook it in its original form. And you said, well, basically, you
butterflied it.
It's exactly the same thing my mother said, but you know what, so much more fun to say I spatchcocked it. So just want you all to know that right now.
Wikipedia has a different definition of spatchcocking.
What does it say?
Well, I don't think it's appropriate.
How ready is she?
But I feel like every time Patty texts me, I have to like look up a word that she says. Like literally, I'm like, did you use that right? And 90% of the time it is.
When have I not used it correctly?
No, today I didn't know what dolt was. I was adult. Like, is that a word? And you're right.
I told him I was a Snapchat dolt. I still haven't looked at your Snapchat video for your tofurkey.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, how is it? Are they listening to the show right now, the folks that you just left in Champaign, Illinois?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
So but, I mean, they know. I was not.
You were not. Well, you told. I was you vocal. You texted me that you actually ate before you arrived at your destination.
Yeah, I didn't want. My mom wanted to bring a turkey to this vegan Thanksgiving, and I was like, you know what? I think that, judging by all the Facebook I saw, like they really have strong opinions about it. So I go, let's not rock the boat.
Tell ahead of time.
So we just ate. I just ate before I went there, and. Yeah, it's tofu turkey is vegan food is really good. Obviously,
you lies can,
vegetables. No, you could eat veg. There's a lot of great things.
Vegetable snow? Did you say
vegetables are good?
Okay,
are lies. Well? Did I use it wrong? No, it is. But when they try to like make like something else, like when there's tofu versions of turkey or tofu versions,
do they do it like a butterball? Do they shape it?
No, it was just the shape of a fist. So it was like, and the same size. If you go on my,
can I cut you a slice?
Oh man,
there's a Snapchat picture
part of
my
the
brother.
Fist would you like?
Yeah, it's just
a
round.
Is that a recent phenomenon? Is that in response to the election or something?
No, it's a round cylinder.
Eat this. Okay.
It's a round cylinder. They don't try to shape it like a turkey, because I think that would contradict the principles of veganism, maybe.
Okay, I see.
I'm not a vegan. I don't know, but
but then I mean, why use the word furkey?
Tofu turkey, tofurkey. Because they want to make it taste like turkey.
Well, but if they don't want to make it in the shape of a bird, then don't make it taste like a bird. Just make it taste like tofu.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like when tofu food tries to just be tofu, I think it's okay. But then when they make it, I'm probably offending people.
No,
now,
Lisa would like to jump in.
No, perfect. I mean, I had tofurkey today.
And what did you think of it?
Well, it was mostly cranberry sauce.
Yeah, you have to cover it up.
I've been a vegetarian for like 11 years.
Okay. Which is great.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
that is.
Not on Thanksgiving.
Did you have like the store-bought tofurkey or one from scratch?
I had the garbage version. I don't know what
wow.
the...
Wow, he is
it
not
was
pulling
not a
any
good
punches.
One.
In other words, you can't differentiate.
There
you
wasn't
it
a good... It was. It had bread saying. Around it. Does that explain it? It
bread
was breaded.
Breaded.
Are you sure that wasn't the tofu?
No, it was wrapped in bread and it was hard to cut. So we had to cut it a few times.
Sounds,
to get
like, sounds about right.
Giant, terrible chicken nugget.
No. Ooh. I would love a chicken nugget right now. Actually, the whole, like, I was promised turkey. I haven't had meat all day.
I saved you the, I have both, all the, almost, no, I have one side of the dark meat. My mom had the other, the thigh.
I just want dark. Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that during break.
I saved
if that's
dark
okay.
meat. Oh, I brought it. I told you to come but for yeah. the dark meat, and I also have stuffing. There was a stuffing emergency in my house. I ordered everything on Peapod to have delivered yesterday. So all of my fresh, you know, all the fresh fruits and vegetables that I needed to make the stuffing, which had apples and onions and all the and shallots and all the stuff in it. And as I was putting that all together, and I had the sweet potato casserole going, the corn casserole was almost done, the spinach, I didn't bring cream spinach because I don't think it travels well. I had the I had spatchcocked my turkey.
That's an ongoing theme, by the way. You may not realize this, but she's already discarded perfectly viable food.
Right.
Just
no.
because it didn't meet her
those,
standards.
Those ribs were there for a minimum of 7 hours.
She said dark
no.
turkey, that's
have
all
have you
I
been
care
to
about.
The Taste of Chicago?
So,
are you familiar with it? It's a
tradition. I go around with a thermometer
people
to every
cook
tent.
Food at 6 a.m. and sell it for 32 hours.
Seriously.
That's what we do.
So,
and I'm excited to spend my little tickets on it.
So yeah. I have...
they have a spatchcock item next year on the...
It should all be spatchcocked. It should all
yeah.
be... Yes.
I feel like I was spatchcocked tonight.
You were.
So.
Well, spatchcock everything is going to be mashuga up in here. Long. Yeah. I think it's for sure.
So I was trying to finish my my stuffing. It was one of the last main dishes. Stuffing's my favorite. One of my favorite things, my side dishes. And I have everything ready to go. And the next step is to add the bread... the croutons, the whatever, and I look for the bag, and I did not put it in the order with my Peapod.
Oh.
And so when Steve got home tonight, because he actually had Thanksgiving with our in-laws, with his family, and I said, hey, you know that loaf of sourdough bread you bought for yourself? That's Ooh. Gone. That's been toasted. And I had to toast my own stuffing. So I don't know if you, did you, you haven't tasted it yet.
I have not tried it.
Sourdough stuffing?
Sourdough. Stop it. I wanted yeah. cornbread.
I think it's okay. Think it's nothing wrong with sourdough.
You know, you said
good.
It better than I can say yeah. it. Okay. Just by repeating the ingredients.
I wasn't trying to sourdough. Question
if anytime you just repeat the ingredients, that's enough to inject
to question
doubt in
yes.
the general public. That means you probably should have rethought that.
Yeah.
Yes,
you have to toast it. According to Martha Stewart, it's better to let it sit out and dry out for several days.
I felt the same way about the ribs
about
you threw
ribs.
In.
Yeah, I heard the ribs part.
Adam Selzer and Ronnie are here. We're going to find out about their Thanksgiving. We come back after this on 720 WGN. Spetchcon. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Leave it up. Leave it up, Lee. We are celebrating our Thanksgiving Day together here in the Allstate Showcase studio. And every year, it's my third year in a row, inviting all my friends from the show and you to hang out with us. Let us know how your Thanksgiving went. I'm going to leave it, let it play. I'm going to, can we, are we allowed to let it just run underneath us talking? Like, if you can't hear the whole thing, Lise, is that okay? Do you think? Because then it's kind of like a party mood where you have the music running. But if I do that, then we can't hear you talking. So you have to lower the volume where you are, right? So we can hear you talk to us.
Also,
yes?
Then it becomes a legal issue if you go too long.
If you go too long, all right, we have to key it down.
I don't know if that's true.
It is. I think it is.
Probably.
Who wants to get in trouble for that? What song is that? Now, do you recognize that?
I didn't recognize it.
Please?
She has really good taste in bumps.
She really does.
That is Nicotine and Gravy by Beck.
Mm. Beck. See, and that was where my entire cooking process went off the rails. No gravy. No gravy. I'm sorry.
You're going to say no nicotine?
I was going to say, yeah.
Or too much. No, I when I cut the back, when I spatchcocked my turkey and I cut
okay,
I can't stop. It's my favorite word. It is a, look it up. Not the, not
we should
the,
all use it in
the, not the Urban Dictionary
my
one.
My question is this.
Would that be in the Urban Dictionary? I'm pretty sure that'd be in a different kind of dictionary.
No, I looked it up. Wikipedia has a different version.
So my question is, if I prevent you from spatchcocking the turkey, am I spatchcock blocking it?
Yes, you would be. You would indeed be spatchcock blocking it.
Yeah.
That was actually really well played.
It was, excellently played. It was, and it was a duly appreciated in the way it should be appreciated.
Yeah. Is cast like the overlap between populations of people who create casseroles and like people who are non-white? It's like, is there? Is how does that work?
Like, is 100%? Wait, are you saying that who makes casseroles? Well, what's the implication?
Well,
what's
what are you implying? What's hot dish but a casserole, Ronnie? Would you call a hot dish as a casserole, Ronnie?
Yeah. I make casseroles. I made a corn casserole. I also
no, I'm
made a
like,
sweet...
do you have to be lighter than? Paper bags.
Are you saying that? Are you saying that black people
don't make
casseroles?
You must be lighter than this bag to cook this dish.
You know, okay, grow, dude, you realize you're.
I have white
light.
Friends, and I'm half white, so I can talk freely about this idea. And I have never met anyone of color who makes casseroles. So I'm trying to talk it out.
Well, my mother's from Mexico, so her traditions for Thanksgiving are sort of co-opted from what, you know, she would see Julia Childs doing for Thanksgiving dinners or, you know, recipes on, like, she liked the frugal gourmet until things went south for him as well. I don't know how many people are familiar with this story. It looks like I don't want to make any spatchcocking jokes, but I can't help myself. But, so a lot of the things that she liked, the sweet potato casserole that I have on the table out there is a variation of something that we used to make. My mom and I would like really take this very seriously. It was only the three of us, my mom, my dad, and me. And we would make the same thing pretty much, but we would make variations of them. But the sweet potato casserole, and I call it a casserole because it obviously has different components to it. It has sweet potatoes and it has pecans and brown sugar and butter and then the marshmallows. Do you not put marshmallows on any of the dishes that you had?
But not pecans. And raisins and cranberries.
No raisins. There's no
and all
raisins.
That extra
there's no,
stuff,
no, no, no.
You know? That's like.
At least, is your family a casserole making family?
I don't know about that. I was just about to go get myself some of that casserole.
Go get some of the casserole. Get it. Get you
but
some.
I'm like really into fruit salad.
You just snorted all over that microphone, Todd Belcour. As an adjunct professor
of law.
Just
when she had the moment to come to your rescue.
Yes.
She lost all credibility.
With fruit salad?
She said, I actually prefer fruit salad and tofurkey.
Whenever you have
a moment.
I have a bigger problem with Jell-O molds. Any Jell-O salads. Like anything where like bits and pieces are floating. Don't you think, Ronnie? Don't you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
You can...
Those shouldn't exist.
And yeah, if I push my food and it moves away from me, I have a problem with that.
Like Jell-O should be its own thing.
Yes.
And then like fruit should be its own thing. They shouldn't be together.
We as a society kind of evolved past that after about 1978.
Hold on, is fruit salad a Jell-O salad?
No.
Okay,
fruit salad is like fruit cut up into like equally shaped, you know,
portions. Okay.
Portions.
Oh, they have to be equally shaped?
No.
Proportionate to their own
bite size. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but I love Jell-O salad. Mm-hmm. Pretzel salad. Have you ever had pretzel salad?
What's a pretzel salad?
Okay, so that's like Jell-O, like cherry or strawberry Jell-O. It's really more like 4th of July kind of era.
Okay.
We didn't have any this year for Thanksgiving. And then there's pretzels in there, so it's like sweet and salty.
Yeah, no, our heads just exploded. Elliot and I, our collective Latino heads just exploded in the studio.
Got into it.
No, that is an abomination. I'm sorry. You do not combine pretzels.
You can tell my
pretzels.
Aunt Jane that.
Okay. Pretzels and Jell-O.
You just got the heebie-jeebies in my studio. I don't think I've ever seen you have the heebie-jeebies.
And
whipped cream and pretzels and Jell-O.
Whipped cream I can see with Jell-O, but not pretzels?
Yeah, back me up. Somebody call in and confirm that this is a thing outside of
goes
my family.
Back to my argument about the cheese and French fries. Remember we talked about it on Monday. Those are two separate entities that are great on their own, but when you combine them, it's a no-go.
All right.
Cheese
Come
fries,
on, now. That's a Chicago thing. Cheese fries is definitely Chicago.
I can see cheese fries. I can even see cheese and pretzels. But
cheese and pretzels are delicious.
I'm not going to put cheese and Jell-O together, right?
It might be that when I was a child, I was told that Jell-O was made from horses' hooves. That might be the sort of block that I have to Jell-O.
I actually rode in an Uber with a guy who grew up in a Jell-O factory and told me that no, it's no longer
horses' hooves.
It's something to do with bones or something now.
Sure, that's all. I mean, like, look, you're already
upgraded to pig sense.
I'm sorry, what?
They've upgraded to pig sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have all been spatchcocked on this. It's totally wrong. Can I use it like gaslighting? I think I did it. I think it's like that.
I think that's spatchcocked. Especially if you're like cutting. I mean, you know, if you think about the process of spatchcocking, it's cutting out the back of a turkey and then filleting it basically and spreading, you know, and just breaking it.
According to Wikipedia,
Yeah, so. It's something else entirely.
He's really itching to talk about whatever that damn Wikipedia says.
So Elliot had a Polish Thanksgiving. Todd Belcour cleaned his house so that his mother could cook and had to clear away 3 weeks of dishes that his roommate let fester. Paul Farvar had a tofurkey situation that was shaped like a fist. I don't even want to know.
I showed you the picture.
I know, and no one else should know about it. I think you should probably just delegate that to the Netherlands of just unknowability. And Adam Selzer, we haven't asked you about your Thanksgiving yet. And Ronnie.
We had a very basic Thanksgiving. It was turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans.
Macaroni and cheese. I see macaroni and cheese out there.
Macaroni and cheese. I did make that. That's Ronnie brought that, brings that to the table. She grew up with that at Thanksgiving. I did not.
Wasn't that Pat Roberts who said, now is that an African-American thing, macaroni and cheese?
The answer to that is yes.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, then. Then he was right in asking the question.
I don't think it's like exclusively so, but more commonly found.
No, because there's people like me who keeps bringing it to everybody Thanksgiving. So,
and then the next year they're like,
tradition.
Yeah. The next year they're like, remember when Ronnie brought macaroni and cheese?
They really are. And every year I get people, what's your recipe?
Right. And the answer is Nunya.
No, I don't mind
hair. Yeah, yeah, dose of
you take noodles, apply cheese. That's pretty much all there is to
it. Is it a box brand or is it your own creation?
It's kind of my own creation. I mean, I boil the noodles and I use salt and butter while I boil them.
Right.
So that helps flavor them while they cook. And then I use 4 or 5 different cheeses.
That's what I'm saying. That's the part. That's the crucial part. And that takes a balance, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Because you don't want it to be like too sharp or too mild or too bland. And then
creamy. I think always creamy is good.
You know what? I don't bake it. So it's like the stringy, like, because sometimes
it's all gooey.
I have mozzarella. So, yes.
That's an important distinction, though.
Baking it?
Don't lose sight of how important that might be.
With the gooey part? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Baking versus what more the preparation
I just
you use?
Cook it on the stovetop.
Stir.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
That's okay. No, she out here frying macaroni and cheese for y'all today. Get in there, Ron.
Get in there and tell us about your macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, so I just cook it on a stovetop.
And didn't bring a morsel for us either, so we got to just listen to it and be excited.
There's
macaroni and cheese on the buffet.
It was under the mashed potatoes.
Go get you some mac and cheese back there. Ronnie, how long did you cook everything, or was it kind of a potluck?
Actually, for this Thanksgiving?
Today.
Actually, Adam did everything.
What?
Yeah, I did everything.
Now, what time did you start cooking?
Not till like 11.
Okay.
And so we ate about 2. We just had a. We had
it only took you 3 hours.
Well, I didn't make an entire turkey this time. Yeah. I just got the turkey breast, really.
So it was just the two of us.
It was just the two of us there, so it wasn't a really big deal. And anything fancy, Ronnie probably won't eat. Oh. If I added
like
pumpkin,
basic.
You know, if I changed something into pumpkin or something, and.
Well, and my mom made chutney, the cranberry chutney.
I'm sure she wouldn't eat that.
It's got, I don't know what else is in there. Yeah. Just try it.
Ronnie has the palate of a 5-year-old, is what it is.
Wow. But, that's happening on the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's live.
She just got spatchcocked there.
Did you? I
have a feeling you're not going to be getting any
spatchcocking for a while. Yeah.
Again, to reiterate, this is a cooking technique, and it sounds like a dirty word. It is not. It is a technical cooking term that is the best scientific way to roast your turkey is spatchcocking.
Yeah. If you got a problem with it, you should just go spatchcock yourself.
Okay, then now we're getting into the territory that
I think that's okay.
I don't know. I have to draw the line right now.
Go cut out your back and roast yourself.
flat and butterfly.
Butterflied.
Yeah.
So 3. Oh my God. I know now I'm in all kinds of trouble.
I can think of some people whose spine had probably come out real easy right about now.
Oh man. Well, that's the thing, Ryan. I kept myself from having any cocktails until later in the day. I only had one. I had one vodka soda while I was cooking at about 4. I started it at 1 p.m. and I finished at 8. Mm. It was 7 hours. It was a lot of cooking. Yes,
but you had more people.
No, I really didn't. Yeah. I cooked for 4. I mean, I cooked for everybody. I wanted to make sure I had enough leftovers for everybody.
I'm looking at the text screen here.
Yes,
and from the 708. Oh, I love that Jell-O with pretzels.
Oh,
pretzel crust, layer of cream cheese and whipped cream, then a layer of strawberry Jell-O with strawberries. Now I have to make that this weekend. What?
Is that someone from Lisa's family texting
you? Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. That is insane.
Well, as long as you have the text screen open, read the ones that are.
Hi, Patty. This is my first Thanksgiving away at college. I am an older, quote unquote, older student who left my great job, friends, and everything familiar to pursue my dreams of a college education. I am almost finished with the fall semester and I have one more to go until I graduate from Southern Illinois University at Carbonite.
Carbonite. Carbonite. That is autocorrect awesome. On the phone, yeah. I'll bet you. She's that's fantastic.
Encased in Carbonite. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Roger, and everyone at WGN AM 720. Margaret from Chicago, now in Carbondale. Go Dogs.
Go, Margaret. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. You and I were talking about starting a new path, and I'm going to be – my mom was very excited when I told her that I'm going to start studying for law school. Oh, sorry, Paul. Yes, I've decided to. John Marshall Law School now has online courses. Obviously, I have to take the LSAT first and then all those other things. But
you can get into John Marshall. They'll just make sure you have a heartbeat in the book. All right, you're good.
Oh, wow. I thought they were a good law school.
No, they are. But right now there's a shortage of people applying for law school, I think.
Is that why they went online?
I think they're just like, hey, don't listen to what everyone says about lawyers. There's plenty of jobs. It's really hard to get a job practicing law right now.
Right.
But you can use a law degree for a billion
things.
That's
the thing, is I want to use it for a lot of other things.
Yeah.
I'm also going to study toward a master's in theology. Okay. So those are my
two. I could tutor you.
In theology?
No, not that part.
I was going to be all impressed.
No, I don't have anything with theology. Yeah.
I woke up on November 9th with a newfound need for God.
Yeah. You felt like you were spatchcocked.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit like that. Like I was filleted. Lise, we just got a text from someone who is now compelled to make the pretzel jello salad because you were mentioning it earlier. Can you read again the ingredients the way that they said it was made?
Okay, this sounds weird to me. It's pretzel crust, layer of cream cheese and whipped cream, then a layer of strawberry jello with strawberries.
I don't understand what's happening.
That sounds like almost like a
but cream
jello.
Cheese and jello?
Sounds like a pie.
Yeah, jello pie.
But you serve it in like a brownie thing. So like you make it rectangular.
Mm-hmm.
And then on 4th of July, you can decorate it and make it look like the American flag.
So you feel like, I'm guessing like blueberries for the part of the
blueberries,
flag and strawberries.
Bingo.
And
yep.
Then, okay.
No, I'm making one.
I know.
I'm gonna make one for you, and I'm gonna leave it on your office.
I was gonna say you better let me know. Give me a heads up so it's not there for weeks because I don't go in my office very often.
It will end up with the ribs.
I think that's something you hand deliver somebody. That's not. You don't want to leave them a pretzel jello surprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the pear salad?
Pear salad.
Pear salad is a southern thing. It's you take a canned pear.
I don't think Ronnie's a fan. She just swallowed her own tongue at the thought of it.
Well, you take a canned pear, the whole half pears, then you top it with mayonnaise and cheddar cheese.
Oh, no.
And then you call the police and ask them to come arrest you for having made such a thing.
Where have you been served pear with?
It's down in Georgia. They make it.
What part of Georgia?
My friends from the Noonan and Macon area all know pear salad very well. They could never sell me on actually putting such a thing in my mouth and eating it.
Wow. Yeah,
but
that
I'd rather get spatchcocked.
It's worth a shot. You never know.
I had to put a moratorium on spatchcocked. I think we've it's run its course.
Yeah, that's probably yes.
Comes from the land of weird foods. The other day he goes, yeah, it smelled like handballs in that room. And I said, what's a handball?
Handballs are an Iowa thing, and it just occurred to me that I've never encountered them outside of Iowa.
You know,
I grew up around handballs, but
he's a food adventurer over here.
Yeah.
My goodness. He needs his own show.
It's funny you should mention that. I have had handball salad.
Yeah.
Handball salad, which is weird.
Okay, so
which is a bad night.
Hold on. Oh, see, okay. So I don't understand. Is it chopped? Is it minced ham that is then formed into?
You use ground ham.
Oh God!
Which you almost never encounter outside of Iowa to begin with.
Right. They do their.
You mix it with also there's some ground pork in there, and then it's served in a kind of a tangy sauce. I haven't had one in 25 years. It just suddenly occurred to me. I never see them on the menu anywhere. I never hear of anybody else making them. I grew up around them, but it turned out it's almost exclusively an Iowa thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of. Now I'm curious.
I mentioned it, because Roddy was just aghast when I mentioned, it smells like handballs in here. And then all of it, I put it online.
All of my Iowa friends were
swapping their handball recipes and stuff and bragging on their mother's handball recipes. And nobody outside of Iowa has ever heard of these things.
You're going to have another word banned from the.
Okay.
What, balls?
Yes.
From the 847, I would try the pear salad. I had a piece the other week with pear, blue cheese, and balsamic. It was delicious.
What Adam was talking about was a canned pear with cheddar cheese
and mayonnaise.
Whatever bougie thing you were talking about is completely different.
No, because blue cheese
like
and pear,
pear salad.
That doesn't like an expensive dish on right. a menu.
From the
that's the William Sonoma pear salad.
I was going to say.
Elliot's got the
Eamon Marcus pear salad.
Oh, you got God. The text screen open.
I got the text screen. This is I've never had the text screen open. There was a very sweet text just came in. From the 312, I had a great day. I'm a stay-at-home primary care giver for my disabled mom.
Aww.
Thankfully, thankful to be able to care for her and have my mom in my life.
Oh,
so
that's
very,
very
sweet.
Sweet.
That's wonderful.
Can you, Lise, can you grab that text that Elliot just read about the person who said that they're very grateful to have their mom in their life and send them a gift card to Apt Electronics? Please. Thank you very much. Apt Electronics. Find Steve Shapiro out in Glenview. Or you can go online and buy anything. Yes?
No, correction. The pear salad was it was a pear pizza.
Oh.
The pear salad. But it was a pear
oh,
pizza.
Now Todd's so out. Todd Belcore's out.
Hey, you know what? Wider. I've
no,
actually
I'm
heard
just
of
figure
that.
How do you mistake the two?
Hold no, on. Guess who's had the pear pizza. Go ahead, Lise.
Okay. Pear and brie pizza is the
we
best
need to take
thing.
Lise to the
you know
south
what?
Side.
I can actually see that. I,
I feel like Lise has
one.
Not been south of Roosevelt Road in her whole life.
No,
she's been talking about tofurkey. She's talking about casseroles. She's talking about pear pizza.
No, pear and
we
brie
need to get her
pizza.
Out of the studio.
Pear?
Let's see what the life is like in Chicago. This is some
she needs
Chicago
a word.
Ones.
Can I have a word?
Your yes. word.
Okay. So specifically this restaurant in Champaign, or actually Urbana, what am I saying? And they have pear and brie and caramelized onion pizza, and it's just the best. And then you put a little bit of red pepper flakes on it, and it's like...
She's a very happy girl with it.
I think Peace Pizza makes one like that.
No
Peace?
Way.
Yeah, I think they
Look
do.
Out. Okay. We're gonna live in the
Drop
pear...
Mic.
You can go there, enjoy some live band karaoke, and have your pear, brie, caramelized onion pizza at Peace.
I think I've had that, though, and actually it is pretty good.
Well, Peace Pizza is always changing out their menu. They feature all different kinds of great, you know, they'll have a Hot Doug's hot dog pizza sometimes. They collaborate with him as well. Yes,
nice.
They see. Then now you're in.
That does get my attention.
Okay. No, yeah. Well, Lise, of course not. Yes, Elliot.
You okay, I'm gonna, Adam, you're the historian here, so I'm going to check you on this.
Right.
From the 630, according to Julia Child, macaroni and cheese was introduced to the USA by Thomas Jefferson.
I have heard that as well, yeah. I believe they called it baked macaroni at the time.
But was it like the Yankee
I believe
Doodle?
He encountered it in Paris or something.
But why would you? But why would you stick a feather in your hat and call it macaroni? I never understood that.
Yeah, if you haven't wondered about that, there must be something wrong with you.
Macaroni
at the time was a word for like a dandy or a fop. So basically, he was saying he stuck a feather in his hat and said, "Look at me, I'm fabulous."
Macaroni. Yeah. I can see. That always confused me. So we have we are celebrating Thanksgiving on the air. It's our second Thanksgiving, and everyone's enjoying leftovers we've all brought in. What do you do with leftovers besides share them at the Pretty Late Show, Elliot? Do you usually make something for a while?
It depends on what you have left over. But great for lunch. I mean, everyone's going. You're bringing your Thanksgiving leftovers for lunch to work for a good few days, and then I do the friends. I do the Ross. The sandwich, the turkey sandwich that Ross did on Friends, remember?
Yeah. My favorite food ever, that
really?
Kind of sandwich, yeah.
The sandwich, the turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
you put,
leftover Thanksgiving
put
sandwich.
That, you put that turkey in the bread, and then you put a little bit of gravy on there.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, okay.
Nice and moist.
You said moist.
If you can see Serrano's eyes.
Why?
It's important to describe turkey.
It is. Okay. 312-981-7200. Let us know how your Thanksgiving went. More after this on 720 WGN.
Now joke over.
Yeah, fun is fun, but you know you can carry joking too far. Somebody could end up getting hurt. Like I said, if you carry a joke too far, somebody can get hurt.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's a story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
that's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. And of all the beloved characters on the Brady Bunch, I don't think anyone was adored as much as Carol Brady. You can take your favorites. I mean, as cute as Cindy was and as rambunctious as Bobby might have been, as goofy as Peter was, Pork Chomps and Applesauce. You got to love every single day of the weekend, twice on Sundays, Carol Brady. Joining us on the line, we have Edward, who wanted to join the conversation. Hey, Edward, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Glad to be on. No, I just sang that whole song. I just sang it when it was playing. You remember me. I did the toy and appliance.
Yeah.
But the last time, because I didn't wait long enough, but I won, but I didn't get the prizes. But that's okay. But, no, I'm Edward. No, when I just heard the story on your report, I mean, you know, she was... No, I mean, I watched that show since I was a kid. I mean, growing up, I was 2 years old when it came out.
Sure.
But, I mean, when I turned, like, seven, I used to watch it all the time, and I still watch it because they put it on MeTV, and I watch it. My mom doesn't really like the show, but I like it.
Yeah,
I
mean, well, you don't need mom's permission to watch Brady Bunch anymore, do you, Edward?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Go ahead, Paul.
That's what I want.
Go ahead, Paul.
Why doesn't your mom like the show?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask her.
Gary, put her on the phone. Let's talk to her.
No, I don't know.
I need to know this.
She likes
it's like the most non-controversial show.
Well, I don't. My mom didn't like it either. I think she thought it was fluff. Like it was like there was no substance to it.
Which is
true. I disagree. Well, I actually think there was quite.
It was an escape from reality.
Yeah.
Oh, dirty! You waking me up?
Oh, he's gonna ask her,
Edward. Edward, did you?
Pardon me.
Did you wake up?
Yeah,
your mom?
Did you? We apologize to your mom. Can we send you like a Lou Malnati's pizza? Will that cheer her up a little bit?
Do what?
We're gonna send you a Lou Malnati's pizza.
I woke her up. I guess I'm talking too loud.
Yeah, don't talk too loud. We're gonna send. Hold on the line.
Well,
yeah,
if she's
ask her why
she's awake. We can
ask her why she didn't like the Brady Bunch.
Let her know we love her. We appreciate her.
Yeah,
Happy
and tell her you're thankful for her.
And why don't you like the Brady Bunch?
No.
She doesn't want to answer?
Hang it up right now.
No, I'm not hanging nothing up.
I'll hang it up.
Wait, we're going to...
I think she hung up the phone.
Well, that wasn't a Brady Bunch scene at all.
That got dramatic.
Wow.
That's a first time. Oh, Edward, I hope Edward didn't get in a lot of trouble.
He's making calls after
midnight. If we can get him back, get him a Lou Malnati's pizza, so maybe we'll chirp his mom a little bit. I feel badly about that.
How did she
wake him up? I mean, we didn't call him, right?
No. She was talking too loud, so he didn't actually go to wake her up because I asked that question, so
no.
I don't feel guilty.
No.
But
no,
since she was already awake, I don't see why we couldn't just ask her a question, because I think everyone wanted to know.
It sounded as if she wasn't in the mood to answer any Brady Bunch questions. Yeah.
She did not seem like a Brady Bunch
right
type.
To bed.
She just does not want anything to do.
No, this show.
You know what? It doesn't sound like she likes a lot of things. If something's like it's a beautiful Thanksgiving day, it's not snowing outside, and her son's talking too loud about Brady Bunch. You know.
Well, either way, we hope you both have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I agree.
Take care, it's over now.
But yeah. Black Friday.
Your attention. And,
I don't know what's happening.
People are out.
Okay, what's your favorite episode? I'm trying to think if it's a... Okay, you guys mentioned something.
Don't play ball in the house.
Mom always said, don't play ball in the house.
Don't play ball in the
house. I like the one... which is the one where Davy Jones shows up?
That's the one when...
Doesn't Davy Jones have a crush on it?
Yeah, she has a crush on... She has a crush on him.
Yeah, but is it the same episode where she get hit in the face with a football?
I think so.
To get hit in the and that was why
no, because that's the one where the guy it, that's the something suddenly came up episode,
right? It sounds like she's lying, but yeah. She got hit in the face and she didn't want him to see her with a huge schnoz.
But then the guy ends up taking her to the prom and then ends up having the braces because he busted his
something
teeth.
Suddenly came
well
up.
He was shallow and then she went out with a different guy, right?
Right. Well, no, she well yeah.
she can't yeah
wasn't whatever. There an episode where someone gets a kiss and they think they see fireworks but really they're getting the mumps?
That's Peter.
He gets the mumps, right?
Yeah, but
from
yes.
kissing a girl.
He kisses a girl and he sees fireworks,
right? Yeah. and then he has the mumps.
I didn't know mumps caused hallucinations.
But, they do. The fever.
On that
the,
show, anything goes.
Anything goes.
It's not accurate.
How about when when Greg gets locked in the freezer at Sam's butcher shop? Wasn't it
Greg? Yep, that was Greg because he was working part-time.
Because Bobby wanted to come and help.
Yep.
And he ends up, they end up getting locked in the
freezer.
Yeah.
Yep.
So many good episodes of the Brady Bunch. Roger, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I've been up here sampling some townhouse flatbread crackers with a little olive oil. Got some cheese balls up here. Got some pastries.
Got your handballs, got your cheese balls.
I think the shrimp probably needs to go in the garbage.
Yeah,
it's been out for a few hours.
He clearly got the short end of the stick on the food tonight.
Well, we have food down here. Did you not grab any of the food down here?
Who, me?
Yeah, you were.
Well, I've been busy up here. I'm sorry.
But you were down here.
Well, I know, but I ran upstairs to do the traffic. Then I've been busy up here. You know, I've
don't
been...
say, hey, don't get short with me, man.
I can't get much shorter. I would
slow
be...
your roll. Let's have it. Tap those brakes.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. Roger.
In the holiday spirit. But I just happened to glance at my Twitter feed, like the split second after the announcement came over it.
So,
I was busy with that, and I've been trying to find more information, and there's really not a lot coming out. So,
yeah. No, well, the one report that we have is that from the Chicago Tribune is that she passed. It was Florence Henderson, who played Carol Brady. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've known her in recent years on Dancing with the Stars and cooking shows and just a delight. A woman with a great sense of humor, an amazing singing voice, and she'll be missed. The world is a less bright place tonight. Yeah. Time now for our news with Roger Badish.
Well, we're going to go to Brandon Campbell first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can we go to, I'm sorry. I know that you have other responsibilities.
I know.
I was thrown off by you.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Okay. Here with everything you need to know, and then after that, more things you need to know from Roger Badish. But first, here's Brandon Campbell.
Here to perform. God bless America, that's Florence Henderson.
Audio from the Indy 500, and I think the band is a little bit louder. They mic'd the band louder than Florence Henderson. We were hoping to hear a little of her singing God Bless America at the Indy 500. Somebody had texted me that she was amazing, and maybe they had heard her live, but I'm not sure if there are other audio recordings. But that band is awfully loud, isn't it? That's one of those things you're like, let Florence sing. Don't have all the brass outplaying her. We are talking about Florence Henderson, who, of course, played Carol Brady, and in recent years, you know her from a wonderful cooking show that she appeared on, Dancing with the Stars. Someone who really seemed to enjoy the role she had in television history. Because there are people who don't like to be thought of as that one role that they played. And she seemed to embrace it. There was something about her that you always felt like if you ran into her, you could just say, I loved you as Carol Brady. You had a tremendous impact on my life. I came home from school and you got me through those hours when I was a latchkey kid waiting for my parents to come home. And again, Florence Henderson has passed away at the age of 82. On the line with us, we have, hey, Peachy, how are you doing tonight?
Peachy.
It's good to hear.
Actually depressed.
I know. Peachy.
I thought I was dreaming, except I wasn't asleep, so it wasn't just a nightmare.
I know.
Sorry. You know they're going to pass away. You know, you don't live forever, and yet when it happens, you want to cry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God forbid if anything happens to Linda Carter, I think I'll slip my wrist.
Wow. Peachy, let me, interesting that you say Linda Carter. Can we live there? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment when we, after this, because we are talking about Florence Henderson. Do you have a favorite episode of the Brady Bunch?
Well, you don't have that much time left in the show.
Give me your top two.
But if I had to really pick when they got together as a group and started singing, and out of all three of the times when Peter's voice started changing,
when it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you're gonna be and what you're gonna do.
Yes, And let's see, for Thanksgiving tonight, I had a peanut butter sandwich for dinner and a Stouffer's Lean Cuisine, or not Lean Cuisine, the Stouffer's turkey dinner. Yeah, that was with me and my cat.
Oh,
that was my Thanksgiving.
And what did the cat enjoy? Did your cat enjoy some of the turkey? Of the turkey?
I had the mashed potatoes and the stuffing, and she had the turkey.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was alone, and that was my meal.
How's your brother doing?
Well, Michael's home. He's sick.
Yeah.
So we had to cancel.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you tell him.
Yeah.
You tell him we send our very best, and it's always great to hear from
you,
Peachy.
But he's still a smart aleck.
I know. Yeah. I get the feeling it runs in the family, Peachy.
Yeah. Well, you see, I look at it like this. When I go to see him for Thanksgiving, and when we get together for Thanksgiving, I can watch a turkey eat a turkey. And
does he like that? Does he like being teased like that?
Himself.
Sure.
Yeah. 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 Then he points at me and goes, "Meanie." He picks on me, Patty.
Yeah, well,
we have to get Mike and Declan together.
I know. I think they would have a great time. Peachy, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I know it's hard. It is hard to lose somebody, but she mentioned Linda Carter. Can you send Peachy a tree lightsaber? I have to find out what the but you can check all your lights, make sure they're working, and see where the ones that are faulty. I'll look up that gift for you, but get her information, and we will send her out a lightsaber.
Lightsaber.
Patty?
Yes.
If I can, apparently she was on Dancing with the Stars Monday.
What?
She was in the audience because Maureen McCormick is dancing. And so we don't know. This is why I keep checking all the reports, why I mentioned that before, is that we're trying to find out what happened because the report from AP saying that she was amongst family and friends when she passed. So we're not sure if this was something that came up suddenly, if this was an existing illness that she had kept quiet about and it just kind of ran its course. This is what we're trying to find out. We're not getting any additional information.
Doesn't Florence Henderson strike you as the kind of person that wouldn't want anyone to know?
Probably.
And
just
kinda,
yeah.
And just
oh,
yeah. Go gracefully.
Yeah.
Just, you know, have that be able to go with people remembering her that way.
Yeah.
Of cheering on somebody from her career, from her past that she was close to. That's really sweet. I did not realize that she was in the audience on Monday. I'll have to take a look because I know I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. It's a popular show here with the people that work at WGN.
Yeah, very popular.
I know.
Yeah.
They're
it's
always
saying the report we say is she was seen on camera as recently as Monday. She attended the taping of Dancing with the Stars. She was a contestant, as I think you've mentioned before, in 2010. Mm-hmm. But that's all that we're getting from the manager, the family spokespeople. So,
well, I'm uncomfortable that Peachy also threw Linda Carter in with the passing of.
Oh no, that's not,
that was
no,
so bizarre. Have you seen Linda Carter's Facebook page? By the way, it's been very interesting because not until recently did Linda Carter decide to step into the arena of commenting on politics, and the backlash has been astounding. People have been attacking her so, like, viciously. It's been pretty bizarre.
Is she, which way does she lean?
She's concerned about people post-election, and she's worried about how afraid they are and just trying to be supportive. And her, I was really surprised that Linda Carter would come under attack. You either like somebody or you don't, but if you don't like what they say, I mean, she gets to do whatever she wants with her page. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of interesting. Anyway, Peachy mentioned it. That was very fresh in my mind. Linda Carter is one of my favorites as well. That's someone, you know what? That's it. I have a bucket list. I haven't had a bucket list before. Now it's to meet Linda Carter. I didn't have a bucket list before.
It's a short now list.
I know, that's it. That's all I got.
You're good.
I got nothing else. I don't know what else. Do you guys have bucket lists? Bucket list of someone you'd like to meet, because apparently 2016 has accelerated the rate at which people we admire are going. So I'm just saying, if there's someone you want, I know that mine is definitely Linda Carter. As a woman who played a superhero, also represented those of biracial, the biracial population. She is Latina. She is Scottish and Mexican. And I always looked up to her as somebody who was like, oh, I can do anything. Do you have anyone, Elliot, that you would love to? I mean, you've met a lot of your heroes, haven't you? you.
Yeah, that's the problem is that you meet them and you're like, oh boy, you weren't what I expected.
No, really? You've been disappointed by your heroes?
Oh no, I won't go so far to say disappointed. You know what it is?
And I was excited to meet Edward James Olmos.
Just regular people, you know.
Yeah,
I know.
No, they are really very regular people. And then sometimes they have bad days and they take it out.
Yeah,
right.
Edward James Olmos was exquisite when I met him. By the way, and my son still makes fun of me for getting all teary eyed and thanking him for the contributions he's made to the arts. This is an amazing actor. Yeah, Edward James Olmos? Why are you cringing at me like that?
I'm sorry. Was he a pivotal actor that I missed?
Edward James Olmos? Yes.
What was he in?
Here's the thing. For me, there's a movie called Stand and Deliver where he...
Yeah. That's a good movie.
He plays a teacher of... they're these students in a predominantly Latino high school. And yeah. Oh, Lise, you've seen Stand and Deliver?
The math one?
The math one, yes.
Yeah, I watched that in my math class.
He finds...
Is this Dangerous Minds?
No, it's before Dangerous Minds. Yeah. Yeah.
This one's based on a true story, actually.
Yeah. So is Dangerous Minds. She was a former Marine, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the Edward James Olmos film was a little more realistic than the Michelle Pfeiffer.
I cannot believe...
Because the teacher wouldn't look like Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, I doubt that.
I think that the woman who that's based on is actually a complete hottie.
Right.
I can't believe I'm saying these words.
But also, Edward James Olmos, Miami Vice. If you saw Miami Vice, he was very popular.
Also, Battlestar Galactica, West Wing. He plays. Do you ever watch West Wing, Todd? I can't believe that's on a show that you were interested in.
No, I mean,
who's he in West Wing?
He's supposed to be the first Latino Supreme Court justice.
Oh.
And on his way to Washington D.C., he decides rather than flying into D.C., he's going to go antiquing on the East Coast, and he gets pulled over while being Latino, and rather than saying, hey, I'm about to be on the Supreme, I'm going to see the President of the United States to meet with him, he, because he's being arrested in front of his son, decides to stand his ground and is in a jail cell. And there's a great scene with Edward James Olmos. So yes, when I met him, I was crying just based on this beautiful scene from The West Wing. Yeah.
Well, I guess if I had to be one that I've always wanted to meet that I know probably never will happen, Harrison Ford.
Right?
You know,
that could happen.
Indiana Jones, Han Solo, come on.
Are you a little bit worried that he might be? Because he's known to be prickly. I think that's a good
way
to put it.
Yeah, I already know that.
All right, so going into it, you'd be fine.
So that's fine.
I had Mark Hamill retweet one of my tweets, and I just almost lost it. That was exciting for me. Todd, do you have someone you would love to meet? And I know we could go into politics, but let's go into mostly pop culture. We can do somebody important after this. I mean, not that these people that we admire aren't important.
You know, my sister Candy is really the one who's speaking to pop culture. I'm kind of the political nerd, so.
All right. Well, tell me a political. Who's your political
person?
That
kind of gives you an idea where I'm at.
That's all right.
I'd probably like to meet the dude who's responsible for producing not only the All in the Family, but also Sanford and Son.
Norman Lear.
That's a good one. That's a great pop culture one.
Yeah, he's great.
And culturally influential, I believe, as well. So Norman Lear. All right.
He didn't like the Brady Bunch either.
Did he really not like the Brady? He thought it was too sugary?
Yeah.
Well, that was Sherwood Schwartz, who did Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island, which weren't known for being very intelligent.
No, there's no.
Didn't cover any political stuff there.
And Paul, do you have someone you'd love to meet?
Well, I'm going to add Linda Carter because I just forgot how much I had a crush on her. And I'm looking at her pictures.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
She looks as astounding now as she did then. She was Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
And I'm gonna try to meet her. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm
well, take
an
me
aspiring.
We're
comedian.
Gonna figure this out.
She
travels as
she's
a singer.
Single?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's fine. No. All right, we'll
she
go.
She was
back
married
to
an ambassador or a diplomat. Of some
Robert
sort.
Altman.
How much did he bench? Who knows? Okay, it's irrelevant. All right. I would go with Conan O'Brien. I think he's
interesting.
He's my all-time favorite. I would just love to meet him and talk to him for like 5 minutes.
That's
I think
great.
He's a brilliant comedic mind, and I look up to him.
I like
if
that.
We're talking about people that are alive.
Yes, we are. Adam Selzer, who would you like to meet?
I've met most of my idols, but usually just in like a we're working the same event kind of way. I'd like to spend more time with Weird Al.
Weird Al,
yeah,
that's
Weird
a good
Al.
One. Yeah. So you've met him.
Just like briefly at book events and stuff. He had a kid's book out a few years ago.
That's great. But, I like that one.
Yeah, just the fact that I was on the same bill with him one time was just the highlight of my career.
Oh, he's amazing.
I'm so jealous.
That Adam met.
I don't have headphones on.
Oh, she's jealous that you met him. Oh,
yeah.
Here.
That was my first ever rock concert.
Your first rock concert
was Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al. Where did you see him?
The Rialto Theater in Joliet, obviously.
How cool is that?
We were in the last row. I was in fifth grade.
I love that. And Ronnie, who would you like to meet?
Well, I have two people.
Yes.
One Theo is James. A model named Rose Bertram, mm-hmm. and then the other is Theo James.
Who's Theo James?
Okay, so you know the Divergent movies?
Yes.
He played 4.
Okay.
So I got to actually ask him a question earlier this year, which was like the highlight of my life, but I haven't gotten to actually like talk to him.
Sure.
Like, it was just...
Right, you like meet him, shake hands.
Yeah, like shake hands and
And
like,
hold on
myself.
To him a little bit too long, like
she's
awkwardly.
She's flown to both coasts chasing after Theo James. And gave me the real side eye many times for going to Naperville to see Anna Kendrick a couple of weeks ago.
Look out.
See, I invited him to go to New York and L.A. with me. He didn't invite me to go see Anna Kendrick with him.
Uh-oh. See, I feel a little tension. This is like they're having
their... I did too.
Yeah. Lise, who would you like
Lawrence
to meet?
Henderson.
Johnny Depp.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was surprising. Griffin and Steve both told me what movie he was in, and I didn't realize it was going to be that surprise ending to a movie that I just saw.
Which, oh.
It was very surprising. Yeah, that movie. Too. Oh, my God, that was so good.
What did you think of him as a blonde?
It was so funny. Well, did you think that they put prosthetics in his cheeks? Because he's not.
All
right.
Yeah.
We may. I mean, people know that he's
spoilers,
in it, right?
Spoilers, yeah. But,
can we tell people that he's in it?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
They've already announced that he's going to be in the sequels. So.
He is. Okay. Yeah. So it was Fantastical Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was woken up at 10 in the morning to go see them. Get up. We're going to see this movie. I'm like, okay, I'll be there. Let's go. So Johnny Depp is a good one. I don't want to show you pictures in my friend that has sent me from Los Angeles that she's hung out with him. I'll pull those up for you.
I've actually
She said he's a great guy and fantastic to hang out with. Yes.
I actually met him not realizing that I met him at San Diego Comic-Con. This is back when the celebrities are walking around in costume. He walked around San Diego Comic-Con in a squirrel costume.
In a squirrel costume? How great is that?
Yeah.
Is he a furry? Is that why?
I would guess. No, but it's like
should I say what a furry is?
I don't have to look that up. I know.
You know what a furry is? Oh, that you know. Don't you don't know?
I know lots of
furries. You know. Okay. Just so we know my baseline.
I know where it is. But I am going to say that I am on Linda Carter's page liking all her pictures right now, just so
now,
she's
look at her,
listening.
Look at some of the things that she's getting the heat for. Isn't that great?
I like her more now.
Yeah, she's astounding. Roger Badish, who would you like to meet?
Hi there.
Hello.
Well, many of the ones I would like to meet, unfortunately, are no longer with us because...
Because 2016 and it sucks? Is that why?
No, because I've been around this long. But I will tell you who I have met. And you may be surprised of his behavior, Jerry Lewis. We talked for about 15 minutes after one of his press conferences, because I spent 3.5 years working out in Las Vegas. So I got to meet a whole bunch of people.
Sure.
But he's very nice. At least when I was talking to him, mm-hmm. I bumped into Cary Grant.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what noise I just made.
Calm down.
He's an interesting guy. I've heard that he was kind of, was he nice?
He was very, very nice.
Okay.
Here are his words. Sorry, I don't do interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And we bumped into each other in a doorway and I go, I did a little double take, but not as excited as you. when I looked up and realized who was, coming at me through the doorway.
Okay, quick. What's your favorite Cary Grant movie? Because mine's Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh! Yeah.
What about you, Roger? All right.
No, Arsenic and Old Lace. That was cute, but I like the...
It's cute. It's about two old ladies that are serial killers burying bodies in the basement.
I like his Alfred Hitchcock
really
stuff.
Cute. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. So. Yeah. It just... He just underplays the character so well.
Do you prefer which one? Notorious or... Which one? To Catch a Thief?
The one at Mount Rushmore?
Oh, North by Northwest. Okay.
Yeah, North by Northwest. Yeah.
All right.
That one. He's totally in denial.
Is he a Notorious? Am I getting that one wrong? I want to say he's a Notorious.
I'm not sure.
All right, then.
But I met
Todd's
a whole
out.
Bunch of
Todd
people.
Todd Belcourt is out on our... What? Now you must watch some classic movies.
I haven't
Wait,
seen
does he
either.
Not know what we're talking about?
No.
I do, but I think you just went a little too in the weeds.
Too in the weeds?
Yeah.
I lost my mind when Brandon Weatherby told me his favorite movie of all time was High Noon. I got very excited about that. Nobody?
That's
all right.
A classic. That's a for sure.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Gary Cooper, yeah. Grace Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Real-time movie. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure it is, but...
Let's. I think I have to... Poor Lisa's like, can we take a break here at some point? No, I don't... Are they all squeezed into one? You're a magician. All right. She's like, ta-da. 312-981-7200. We are talking about people we'd like to meet. And the reason I say that is partly because Florence Henderson has passed away, and she seems like the kind of person I would have liked to have run into in whatever situation to say thank you so much for just all the fun, all the tender moments that she really had on that show, for getting me through. It's weird how much you can realize the impact that the stories have in your life. I was telling Elliot on our way to work tonight that when I was, my father had small cell lung cancer and was quickly deteriorating. And in the meantime, while I was taking care of him in 2000, I was catching up on pretty much every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And that was kind of what got me through, going through hours of chemo and radiation with him. Was I would sit with him and hold his hand and try to be there for each other. And then I would go home and watch an episode of Buffy. And there was something about this girl who was an ass kicker in high heels and had all these great friends that just kind of felt very comfortable for me. And I think Brady Bunch did that for me when I was a kid. My parents both worked. I was home alone a lot. And it was just a fun show to watch. So we're talking about the people you'd like to meet. And Florence Henderson is definitely one of them. I remember when Phil Hartman passed away. I was hit so hard. That was somebody I was like, I don't know why, as a stand-up comic, I just kind of figure, because I have met a lot of the comics and performers that I admire. I've met Kevin Nealon and Lewis Black. I've met, Kevin Pollak, who was in, what's the movie with Kaiser Soze?
A Usual Suspect.
So I get to meet all these people, and at some point I just became, at some point I'll meet Phil Hartman, and he was one of the men that I wish I'd met.
You met Greg Giraldo, who is also on my list if we were going to include of all time, but he's like it's the reason I do stand-up comedy. So
yeah, well, Greg was a friend of mine, so and you have every reason to have admired him. He was also a very sweet guy, so yes, I am incredibly blessed to have met a lot of great performers. 312-981-7200. Let us know who you would like to meet. Yes, Paul?
Can we just shout out if Linda Carter is responding to my liking of pictures,
why don't you message at her that we're talking about her on WGN Radio, that she's now on.
I don't think you can. I can only like her page. You're friends with her on Facebook, right?
I don't think so. I think I only like her page.
You can tweet her right now and tell her that we're talking about her
on WGN Radio and how much we admire.
That's gonna screw me up. That's gonna spatch me up. I didn't say the whole thing.
My favorite holiday was also Thanksgiving growing up. And I love Halloween. Actually, for Thanksgiving, I would often get dressed up as either a pilgrim or a Native American.
Not a turkey.
Never a turkey.
Okay.
I actually had my mother, who is originally from Mexico, had this a regional dress from her hometown of Villa Acuña in Jalisco. Because, I had a text the other night about race and how I am not a person of color. Did you see that one?
I saw that on your Facebook.
And then this woman went into this whole thing. Let's call her Karen because that's her name. She went into this whole thing about how there are three races: the Caucasian, the Negro, and the Mongoloid. And these are terms that are actually outdated and somewhat. And she didn't use Caucasoid or Negroid, which I thought was interesting in her explanation of how I misinterpret nationality with race. When in actuality, I often talk about my heritage. My heritage is Irish and Mexican. And then if you break it down from that, then I'm also of Native American descent, because in northern Mexico, it's Black Apache and Blackfoot and Apache Indians in that area, which would also be considered descendants of the Mongoloid if we're going to go into these archaic terms. And also there are 38 subsets of racial division. So, I mean, we can go into all of that. But, I often talk about my heritage and that, I wanted to, when I was a kid, sort of have that celebration of what it meant to have a Thanksgiving and what the original, we think about the pilgrims and the Native Americans and the harvest and, this community that almost didn't survive and were helped through the winter by the Indians. And so I used to dress up as that interchangeably every year. I'd be something, but never a turkey. But we did always have we always had our staples, and whenever we would vary from that, I would get it was kind of disruptive for me. It was kind of upsetting mm-hmm. to have something go differently. And yeah. I can see where, you know, even as an adult, like I have the things that I want to have for my Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, I mean, for me growing up, our Thanksgiving was always at our house, so all our friends and family would be at our house for 20 years. We did it, and
really?
Then when, yeah. So then. Then, it, like, we didn't we'd have it at my brother's because he's a doctor, so he was on call, so we'd go to Champaign. So that was like an adjustment a couple times. And then a couple times my parents, they were in Florida, so they would just be like, we're just going to not do it. So I'd had last year I had Thanksgiving. I had a Thanksgiving date with another person whose parents abandoned them. So.
And what did you do on the date? Did you go to a restaurant?
We went to a fine restaurant called Fireplace Inn on Wells Street. It's a bar.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great little, it's barbecue, isn't it?
We're the only people that were there eating. Everyone was like drinking by the time we got up, but it was really fun.
I like it.
But, yeah, it was a fun, I had a great date.
I think a couple times we tried eating out and that didn't go well. Although we got into a fight with my dad 1 year, and by we, I mean me. Because we had the same thing every year. My mom and I would spend all day long cooking, and my dad would go out to like the Dunkin' Donuts. He would hang out with his friends. He'd come home and watch like football, even though no other time of the year would he ever watch football because the Detroit Lions were playing, and
the Cowboys. America's team.
Has it always been the Cowboys?
Always been the Cowboys.
He watched the Lions. I've always known it as, for whatever reason, he would watch the Lions, and he would come in and he would say, "What's this? What's this?" Every year we made the same thing. And then as a teenager, I may have said something inappropriate. And next thing you know, it was just me and my mom sitting there eating a very quiet. And yeah, my dad left. He walked out on the dinner because he was so angry at me. your mic's not. Why do you keep turning your microphone off?
I didn't. Oh, did. I did. Yeah, no. But you still love Thanksgiving, though, right?
I love I actually miss fighting with my dad over the Thanksgiving dinner. My dad and I would argue about politics and race.
But you did that. You made it up. You had some fights with other members of families in the past too, I think.
Well, yes, there are.
Are you not allowed to talk about those?
No,
again?
With the
Karen.
No, it's Trisha. Oh. I'm sorry. You tricked me. Into
I didn't.
That you did a little bit.
I didn't.
It was
said Karen last
Catherine.
Time.
Catherine. No, it's Catherine with a C. Oh. And that's
that's
her.
Right.
Yes. Thanks All right. for that.
Yeah. Well, we're talking. They don't know what we're talking. We're talking about skating at Millennium Park.
Yeah, of course. All right, then.
Everyone's like, what is going on?
I have a sister-in-law who constantly reminds me that I'm Mexican. So to our listener, Karen, who wants to tell me that I shouldn't separate myself, it's not me. I am always myself. It is the kids in grade school who called me a greasy Mexican or a spick or a Mexican peasant, or my sister-in-law who, when she met me, said, hi, I understand that you're Mexican. Do you feel like I'm Mexican? So it's not, I've never like been in anyone's face about it. People have been in my face about it. So that's where I come from. I am the collective experience of my entire life, and not someone who emails me and says, you're misunderstanding nationality for race. Well, you know what? My nationality is actually an American. So that's.
Can we have the music cued, please, to the American flag?
Dun,
God bless
dun,
America. No, I just want Karen. Where do Persians or Iranians fall in the three thing? Would we be Mongoloids, maybe?
Would you be? Well, you wouldn't be Caucasian, and you
I
wouldn't be.
I
think it
be,
is Caucasian.
Caucasoid? Caucasoid. It's yeah. Caucasoid. I mean, this. By the way, we're going with the archaic.
It's very archaic. Yeah.
Archaic and no longer used and often considered to be offensive.
I want to be Caucasian again.
Caucasoid.
Caucasoid.
Yes.
Oh. Well, when I would apply for colleges.
Was like, Caucasoid not on the...
No, it wasn't. But I had to say white.
I know. That's the thing.
I had to say white.
I used to write in the margins of the census.
Technically.
Because it would say white, non-Hispanic, Hispanic, non-white. I don't even know.
Yeah, what would you do both? You have to do both.
I would check both.
And then they'd say next. Get out of my school.
I would write in the margins. Yes, Elliot?
No, what annoys me is like when I'm Puerto Rican, but you never see Puerto Rican as one of the options for
Latino. No.
I always have to check other. You know, and I'm like, but okay. And then when it's this other, specify. I'm like, you're not giving me anywhere to put it in.
I don't have any sympathy for you. I've been other for all my life. So yeah. It's like every time people are like, so what? I'm like,
guess
you're
what?
Not going to guess.
In America, we're now all other. Jasmine, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Well, we talked to you on election night. How's it been going since then?
Getting better.
Yeah, I know that
I talked to one of my friends, and she was saying it's not the first time we've had a really bad president.
Well, and I think that some of the things that have been happening over the last couple weeks, Jasmine, and I know that you're in high school, and this is one of those things where in your lifetime, I think
it's junior year. I've got homework. I've got tests.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on, and this feels believe me, Jasmine, it feels very intense to so many of us. But I think the things that have happened in the last couple weeks, we may be learning that the things that he was saying over the last year, all the very caustic, angry sort of fear-mongering things, were really just to manipulate people. What did you want to tell us?
Well, for Thanksgiving, my uncle, he made the ham and the turkey.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother made macaroni and cheese, and I think she also made ham.
Okay.
But the thing that I didn't like was she tried to make my great-grandmother's pound cake with lemon icing.
Oh.
I mean, she followed the recipe and everything. It just, you know, didn't taste the same.
Oh, no. Right, because you kind of want to leave that in the memory, like the sort of lovely.
Yeah. I mean, my great-grandmother, she's still alive. She's just, you know, she can't cook anymore. But yeah, when she was little, I'd always help her make the pound cake. She'd help me, like, she'd let me taste test the icing and stuff.
You get to lick the bowl?
Huh? Did you? No, I just licked the spoon.
The spoon? Very
Who
cool.
got to lick the bowl?
She didn't want me to get too hyper.
Aw, that's so cool.
Did you eat a lot of turkey?
I roasted a full-size turkey, a 16-pound turkey, partly for my family, also for my friends that were coming into the station tonight. It was the first time I've made a turkey, I want to say in years, and it was the first time that I cut the back out and I butterflied it, and it cooked as well as I'd heard. It turned out very well.
And the green room at your station sounds like the resource room at my school, always full of food.
Oh, it's always full of food. There's always something in there. There really is.
If I can bring up who I would want to meet.
Yes!
I'd want to meet Michael Phelps because I love swimming.
Oh, that's so cool. I think that's a great person to meet. Paul, why are you...
I don't know if he's... he's a great swimmer.
What do you mean you don't know?
Didn't he get in some trouble? I don't know if he's someone that...
what are you talking about? He is the most...
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, that was Ryan Lochte.
No.
You're talking about years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
He had
Didn't he end his career with 21 gold over the summer?
I think it was 20. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just wanted to go one under.
He's the most winning.
He's great. He's better than Ryan Lochte, in my opinion, of the two.
You think? I think his own record stands for that he's better than Ryan Lochte.
And I bet he didn't have to get out of the pool for a fire drill.
No, I don't think so. Jasmine has been, by the way, she was calling in a Justin Kaufman show to tell him what the worst is. And they had a fire drill at her school while she was in the pool. And they were not given the opportunity to get their clothes on. And they had to go outside in their bathing suits. And Justin Kaufman tried to write it off. When you are telling someone what the worst is, your friend just goes, oh, my God, that sucks. Jasmine, that sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you catch a cold?
No, it wasn't cold. It was just embarrassing.
Yeah. Who wants to be outside?
Know, like, I've been outside, like, in my own backyard pool, but at school when there's other students around, you know, it feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine that would feel very, very strange.
Are you going to go Black Friday shopping, Patty, or is it too crazy for you?
I'm going to go small business shopping on Saturday, actually. I'll probably be in Lincoln Square. Are you going to go Black Friday shopping?
No, my grandmother says it'll get too crazy.
Yeah, I tried once with my mom just for the experience. And I'll tell you something. I don't think I've ever told Elliot this. I bought one thing ever on a Black Friday, and it was a copy of Caddyshack for 99 cents. That's the only thing I've ever bought on Black Friday. I didn't see anything else I wanted. And there was a copy of a DVD.
Could have gotten that on Amazon.
This is like 8 years ago, before Amazon was like that big. And right. I wasn't a Prime member at the time. Have you ever gotten anything at a Black Friday, Jasmine?
No, I've never been, and
I honestly, I don't know if I'd want to go.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, people camp out, and then they have like all their chairs, like their you know, picnic chairs or whatever, and they and there's garbage everywhere because they've been out there for hours. Although now there are stores that opened on Thanksgiving like at 6 o'clock, so I don't know if it's quite the same experience with these big lines and. Yes, Paul.
No, I was going to say, let's go Black Friday shopping after the show. Yeah, get in line.
Okay, let's go. There's some stores that are open.
Yeah, I know.
If I could go out and look for something on Black Friday, mm-hmm. I'd want to look for a lot of Cub stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I agree. Well, if we see anything, if Paul and Elliot and Ronnie and Adam and I all go Black Friday shopping, we'll grab Elise, we'll get in the car, we'll find maybe Kohl's has a lot of Cub stuff, by the way. I bet they have some good Black
Friday. I've never been to Kohl's.
Really?
What?
I've never been inside a Kohl's.
What?
And I also have just recently been into Whole Foods for the first time, too. So I'm kind of new to this whole retail stuff.
I find that okay.
I hope you guys have a good rest of the night.
You too, Jasmine. Always great to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend. Oh, I love hearing from Jasmine.
Patty?
Yes?
I don't know if you've got this in the last couple of minutes. Apparently it was heart failure.
Oh,
for Florence Henderson, her manager, according to a CNN report, her manager said she had not been sick.
Oh.
So apparently this was
sudden.
Unexpected, very sudden, yeah.
It was 82.
82.
Well, yeah. And perhaps the reason she was with her family, I think, actually probably makes sense because she was
Thanksgiving
holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Again, for those of you just joining our show.
Most traumatic Thanksgiving.
Those of you just joining the show, you're listening pretty late. And Florence Henderson. We all know as Carol Brady, and really a remarkable actress, a singer, a philanthropist, just someone that we all admired, and I did. I'm not going to speak for everyone, but I can speak for everyone in the studio.
I did, yeah, I liked her.
Florence Henderson has passed away at the age of 82. More after this on 720 WGN.
Sunday morning, I forgot my prayer. I should have been happy, yeah, I'll still be there. Some could have come and taken me away. But the main man fell, still should be here another day. And that's why I got to be
thankful.
Yeah, I got to be
thankful.
You're listening pretty late. We are all basking in the glow of Thanksgiving Day celebrations. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It is pretty late. It's our third annual second Thanksgiving, where some of our favorite guests, our sidecars, come and hang out with us after their own Thanksgivings. Paul Farvar, who yes. is a comedian and host of the podcast Singles Only. Adam Selzer, writer,
Hello.
Tour guide, historian extraordinaire, also joins us in studio. Ronnie, who is a yoga phenom, as far as I've heard. Carolyn Dale says you're extraordinary when it comes to yoga. Are you an instructor?
No.
You're just great at it? It's a lifestyle.
I'm okay at it.
Esmeralda Leon, who also now joins us in studio, has been claiming that she's steadily doing a lot of yoga.
I like that you said claim.
I need some yoga selfies. I've not seen a downward facing dog. No.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you downward face dog and take Ronnie. A selfie?
Have you seen my CrossFit selfies?
I could do it.
I do these in my home, though, by myself. I mean, the cat can't do it.
Oh, you do? Okay, so...
I don't think her claws...
I'll come over and I'll help you out with some, setting up some video.
Cats get in the way.
Cats love you're doing yoga, don't they?
Yeah.
She did it the first time.
They're on your back.
No, she sat right in the middle of my mat. Oh, hi.
Work around this.
And just, and rolled around and was like, hi, I'm being cute.
Make it happen.
Don't lower down on them. They get really mad. I don't like that.
I did. I kind of was like, well, I'm going to just sit on you. And she was just like, whatever.
I think we need to do a pretty late yoga session at some point.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I love yoga.
I'm actually good at yoga.
Oh.
No, I mean, I've been doing it for a year, but I can do crow pose.
Excellent.
Oh. I can't even do that.
I can't do a crow post.
I'll do it right now.
All right, do a crow post. All right. Oh, jeez. All right, I don't have... Someone needs to take a picture of... I don't have my camera's not ready to go. Can someone take a picture? Elise, can you take a picture of him doing a crow pose?
I've only been maybe 14 days doing yoga, so...
Elliot Serrano also joins us in studio, our chief geek officer, and you can go to geektome.net for...
Let's see this.
All right, he's doing a crow pose in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We used to do that in gymnastics class.
Yeah, we called it a tripod in gymnastics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now it's called crow pose.
Crow pose.
You just say pumpkin.
That pumpkin pie is coming back.
Yeah, I was going to say. She at least wants another angle. Yeah, there you go. Well done. WGMRadio.com. If you watch our live stream, you can see Paul Farvarb striking a crow pose.
You know what? There's a really hard one. I can't do that. No. My arms are sad and weak.
I can do a little bit of the tree, right?
Yeah, I can do that. I can do a little bit of the...
I just pulled something.
Standing... Oh, whoopsies. There's one where you just sit on your feet. You're crouched, mm-hmm. but you're sitting on your feet. My body won't let me. I just fall backwards.
It's a balance thing.
Yeah, you're supposed to... No, no, no. Flat-footed. But then your butt's... In between your feet.
Kind of like squatting?
Yeah, you're squatting, but yeah. For some reason, my body just goes, nope, and we go backwards.
I'm so used to that because we had a junior high teacher that would make the boys squat in the corner when they were being jerks in the class. And if your butt touched the floor, he'd come over and smack it. Make you pick up your butt.
Yeah, that seems like something else going on, Roger.
Right.
We don't want to. We were all withholding until you said that last part. We were all going to just kind of let that roll, and then you said smacking. By the way, I had a gym teacher in high school that we all suspected was doing things just purely out of whatever aesthetic purposes for his own pleasure. Mm. Let's call him Mr. Zale because that was his name. And Paul's trying to figure out what kind of libel issues I might be crossing into.
No, you're fine.
Exactly. Well,
it's true.
There were a lot of girls in the class who felt like we would have to lay on our backs and do these things called like these scissor kicks. And we all.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Guess what? Nobody has ever done that in any other school.
Yeah.
How short were the shorts?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They were the gym shorts that came down. When you put your legs up, that would come down over your groin area.
Would you do it against a wall? Like, would you be facing the wall? Because I would not.
No eye contact while you're doing that?
Could you mark this at 129-ish for Esmeralda? Send that to Nick D. Would you do it against a wall, please, for next week?
You know what I mean? You're doing the scissor kicks. Face the wall, because then that way no one can see you. You know what I mean?
No, in rows. And he would walk up and down the row.
See, I would face the wall, because then he wouldn't be able to get in front of you.
Yeah, that was not legit at all. I don't think there's any... redeeming gym related stuff. And this was a daily thing.
Yeah.
let's start the session with some scissor kicks.
I think you watch a lot of Richard Simmons. I believe was very popular at the time.
Yeah, I don't think they have a scissors section of the Simmons game.
Yeah.
No, I don't think people could see what your vision, what we see that's cracking us up.
WGMRadio.com for the crow pose and also the scissor kick that I had to do when I was in high school. You'll be disappointed when you find out what it looks like if you're looking for something.
You need new scissors, I think.
Yeah. Sorry. During the break, maybe I'll show you for reals. It's time now.
For yoga,
it's time now for yoga.
Yoga session. Who's going to teach this thing?
We can go to. Yes, exactly.
There you go.
All right.
I actually did she's go certified, through. Yeah. I'm a certified teacher. I just don't teach.
Oh, let me.
Let's do it.
We're going to do yoga in just a moment. But first, I need to tell you about
right
this.
After we ate all this food. I'm sure it's healthy.
I'm feeling very digestive.
It'll be restorative.
Is that a state of being, Elliot? Is digestive?
Yes.
All right. Good. A body in motion stays in motion. A body that's eaten too much Thanksgiving dinner is going to uke, is all I'm saying. You're listening Pretty Late, and we are celebrating the third annual second Thanksgiving on Pretty Late. And joining us now is John Hansen.
Hey,
you have taken over in Elliot Serrano's chair because he hid.
Smells like Jameson over here.
That's because there's the Carnarvon wagon, last Friday stayed open until today.
That's what Elliot just smells like.
Jameson, you brought up an interesting, an important fact that I meant to address earlier.
Oh, no.
That our very own Lise Graham, this is her second show she's producing today.
Yeah, she's great.
You were in earlier and had to pull a double shift today. You did the noon?
Yeah.
And then you went home and...
Sounds like it. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did your show last night.
Yes.
Which was so fun. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to sleep as long as I can. And then I woke up
to a text from our lovely boss, Steph, and she was like, hey, Jazz got sick.
Yes, can you poor Jazz, by the way, that's not a good feeling.
I know.
Elliot's trying to claim his stuff from you didn't hang like out for the glasses, yoga. Though. You ran away from the yoga. You lose your seat, Elliot Serrano. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm telling Linda Carter all about this moment.
Linda Carter is for me, not Elliot.
Oh, that's right.
He's helping me out, though.
Yes. He's giving you some bro advice.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
I appreciate the work with Linda Carter.
But Lisa's still awake.
She
still
hasn't
awake,
called
so
in,
so
though.
Yes,
she's asleep.
Well, she was so sweet. She's like, do you need anything for the show? And I'm like, absolutely not even a little bit. Not even. I'm like, just have some fun music and that's all.
Oh,
like,
we should have done that for Dan. We told Dan we need everything, so.
You did not. Yeah, I've heard your hard rock. There's a chair right here, Elliot. Yeah. You can grab
it. There's plenty of chairs.
Come on over to Dom.
There's some food on it. But
I can't believe the feast you have in there. You weren't kidding around when you were telling me about it yesterday.
I said we would have plenty of food to feed. Last year and the year before, this started in 2014. Adam, you were here for the second Thanksgiving.
I was, yeah.
And you brought, was it Dickens Punch? That
was the Charles Dickens Punch. Yeah,
yes.
The Charles Dickens
I remember
punch
that
got your mom really drunk.
She passed out in my office. We had to wait until about 4 or 5 in the morning to take her home. I almost left her here. And the studio was packed that night. We had everybody was here, and I thought, well, I'll do it last year. So last year, no one showed up. Except,
I was out of town. I couldn't help.
I'm not asking for excuses. It was although Roger Battis was here. Mm-hmm. My mom canceled on me last year, John.
Oh my god! Well,
everybody canceled. So yes. Yeah. So I make enough food when I cook for Thanksgiving for the celebration as well.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice. I'm actually less stuffed today than I was yesterday when I finished that DiGiorno pizza right before I came on in here.
The one that you usually put half away?
Right, put half away. But no, I had the whole thing. No, it was really nice. We were at my family's place out in Downers Grove. Brett took the train on up, picked him on up, went out there. It's great. We have Thanksgiving 2 tonight. Revenge of the Turkey.
And you're doing your show tonight.
Yes. So after this WCIU, show, yeah, right. I'm going to, yeah. Melissa Foreman's off today, so I'm hosting today. So I have TV hair all ready to go. I don't know
if you
can
tell. Swoopy.
And actually, I have a really.
Would you say it's swoopy?
That
look
is
at that.
Swoop.
That
is, it's got a swoosh. Yeah, a swoosh or a swoop.
Swoosh. Okay, you want a swoosh.
Right. You got to swoosh it up when you do the TV stuff. No, so the most embarrassing thing happened when I was walking in on the parking lot. I wanted to, like, give one more look at my hair, so I went up to a random car's window for reflection, got really close. And there was someone sleeping inside of it who was wide awake, or they had been awoken by me approaching their car looking at my swoosh in the reflection in the window.
Oh,
so
boy.
So I don't know who's sleeping in the parking lot. I don't know if it's one of your previous guests.
I sleep in a lot of parking lots.
But they got a good look at my hair.
Todd Belcour didn't drive here, so he wouldn't be sleeping.
Oh, yeah, what happened to him?
He left. He was going out with his friends. I know, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I thought we were his friends.
We are his friends.
I know.
We're going Black Friday shopping after this.
Are you really?
I think so.
Call in. Let us know how it's going.
I'm not even kidding. What's open?
I want to go to this Kohl's place you keep talking of. I've never
been. Yes, okay, wait. Magical okay, so I heard Kohl's? This on the way in. You've never been to Kohl's.
I haven't.
How have you never been to the majestic Kohl's before?
Here's the thing. Yes, go ahead.
I haven't. I lived in the city when Kohl's became a thing. And then Kohl's.
You have a Kohl's in the city.
Yeah, now there's one.
There's one
in
on Addison over by Darius.
On North, North and Elston.
But you've been to like a Marshall's, right? TJ
I've been
Maxx?
To a Marshall's. I've been to a TJ Maxx.
It's like
I've been
a nicer
to Nordstrom
TJ Maxx.
Kohl's like pays you to take things out of there.
They do.
There's
they
never
do.
Anything full price there.
Kohl's cash.
Yeah, got Kohl's cash going in. I once spent $1,400. Like it was the bill came up as $1,400, and I paid $17 for stuff using my Kohl's cash. That's not
get
an exaggeration.
Get this crap out of here for the love
like,
of God.
Get it out, please.
Get it.
And they'll like Let's take go. Returns on anything too.
Oh yeah,
stuff that's
years.
Not even theirs.
I didn't want to clean a crock pot. I bought a dirty crock pot, and they took that back.
Yeah.
They gave me full
they're
price
like, oh, this
that.
Will be, add seasoning to it.
Can you bring like stuff from other stores?
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
I'll take it.
They don't question it.
What about like, because I need new boxers and I have boxers from like The Gap from like a while ago.
Can I
be like, these ripped
Kohl's will take
3 years ago.
Absolutely, Kohl's will take it.
More than
a drop trowel and you can trade pants.
No, not the ones I'm wearing now.
Kohl's will take it. They take it.
We're going. Yeah. Lise, can you check for us and see if Kohl's, I can't Google right now. Can you see if there's a Kohl's open nearby?
Oh, I'm sure.
Are they open now? Because
I don't know. I don't know if they're one of the ones that, the evil ones that opened up early. I don't know.
Because I've been to Kohl's like in the middle of the night.
Because they like stayed open late on Christmas Eve. And
yeah, they do.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's the witching hour for Kohl's is overnight. That's when you when it really gets wacky.
It's
I need boxers. See if they have any mediums.
They also have onesie pajamas for adults.
I want some.
What do you
Me
want?
Too.
aunt. Can I skip the show and go to Cole's?
Yes.
Right.
As long as you call in. You just stay on the line as
well. What? Lise just told me that Kohl's is open 24 hours tonight. We are going to Kohl's.
Go to Kohl's. Please call. Please let me know. I think I have
Elliot,
some Kohl's cash.
Is it going to buy me so a onesie?
No, it's not going to be crowded. Actually, it won't be crowded. Let's crowded. Go. No. Elliot, can we go. Will you go to Kohl's with us?
Kohl's has the place where you have a little pushy basket.
We're going to
thingy.
The one. On, we're going to the one on Elston. Yes.
And you just fill your basket mm-hmm. full of goodies. Oh.
Elliot just made a very disapproving face, like a father would. Like, oh, I guess
it's
kids.
On the way home, Elliot. I swear it's on
please,
the way home.
Please,
it's right
please.
Off of Kennedy. You know, it's the one over there by like Elston
yeah.
and Western,
yeah.
like
yeah.
Elston.
That's a Target.
Yeah. No,
no, there's
Best Buy over
right,
there.
Right down the street.
It's a little down the street.
How does he know that when there's a Target
yeah, right.
there?
I know there's a Target because I've been to Target.
You take the Armitage exit. It is
yes,
right there.
It's yeah. right there.
I can't.
There's a Best Buy next to it,
hold
too.
On, right.
It's like they share that parking
lot. Oh, yeah.
Right. See? Yeah.
I know where it is.
Elston, for those outside, is like the back door of the city.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, just going back to more pressing matters of pretzel salad.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Did you guys get on pretzel salad about
they were,
this earlier?
I heard you guys talking
yeah.
about it earlier.
They
we just had
Kohl's?
A caller. We just had a caller that said that John was talking about it last night on his
yes.
show.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. My mother makes, like, too much of this stuff
thank
every
you.
Year. And to the point
that
now we
much.
It's a game to see who can – which brother we can – accidentally or like give the pretzel gelato like we hid it in my brother's pickup truck today so that he would get it on the way home so when he's gonna get home he's gonna find it in his truck because no one wants the leftover pretzel
okay.
Jello.
What if he gets pulled over and the cops
so
find
that's...
pretzel salad inside of the truck are they trying you're trying to frame the guy
yeah exactly yeah, especially when it spreads all over the back seat and just red everywhere no
crime so, scene
yeah
yes.
have you had it before or you
no
just,
it's, oh. it was Lise
oh, that's so good
Lise... well,
clearly a man who would travel with such a substance as this is capable of anything
yes, exactly.
You should have brought it for Lise.
I should have brought some pretzel jello leftover, pretzel salad.
Actually,
I guess,
yeah,
because so.
I didn't, I couldn't fathom what you were talking about.
Where are you from?
Downers Grove.
Where
dude,
are you from?
LaGrange.
Oh, Southwest
oh.
Suburbs. That's what we're doing on that Interstate 55 corridor.
I'm yeah. from the area of Oak Brook nearby, and we never had any such thing.
Well, that's a little bit. Oak Brook's a little
that's
bit.
A little bougie, 80, though.
Yeah. Interstate 88.
A little bougie?
Yeah, a little Reagan memorial for that. Yeah.
We have our jello
compared
with.
To LaGrange.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, come down to the Stevenson, and you'll see how we do things in the
have,
Southwest
yeah.
Suburbs.
Well, Elliot.
Things get a little.
Well, you
yeah.
know what? We had our jello, and we had like. We had like steak inside of it. So, it like, so we didn't mess around with
called it an aspic.
Commoner pretzels. Like you're like, hey, you know what this steak needs? Jello.
Jello.
Right.
Oh my God. All right, let's take a quick break here.
Instead
we're
of Jello
jiggers,
you had aspic vacillators.
We're heading over to the Kohl's on Elston Avenue if anyone wants to hang out with us. It's a pretty late field trip to Kohl's. Open 24 hours.
Are you going to call? You better call.
Of course
okay,
we're
okay, you
call.
Better call. Because
yeah.
we got a lot of time to fill tonight.
Gather
so
up your Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
What's Kohl's cash?
I left it at home.
So if you spend money at Kohl's, which is impossible, they give you money. It's like a reward for doing the impossible, actually spending money at Kohl's.
Spend a dollar, get
they
$5
give you more
in
money.
Kohl's cash.
I really need boxers.
True
so
story.
This is going to work
right.
out.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can trade in the ones you got.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be like, can I just be like, I have some somewhere. Can you just give me a refund?
I don't even think
that?
You need a reason. You just give it to them, and then they give you
yeah,
new ones.
Yeah, you really don't give them
we'll just
yeah.
give them like We'll just give them like some pumpkin pie. Be like, I swear to God, like we bought it here.
Here's some Kohl's cash. It's fine.
We have some turkey. It's, yeah. We cooked it. I know you guys cooked it. You guys made it here. But.
This is not live on NBC, is it? Is that live on NBC with the Target? Where
it's just 147.
It yeah.
No, it's a rerun.
No, it's no top left. It says
I know,
live.
But it's probably a rerun.
I don't know.
At 147?
It says live.
What are they breaking into live. Coverage on
right,
NBC
right, that's what
this?
I mean. I think it's...
They're waiting in line.
I hope we're not going early on the U. Ooh, I'll be here.
Just in case anyone was wondering about Kohl's, according to a 312 text, no line, no wait at Kohl's and Des Plaines. So.
Oh,
we're not,
get on over.
Not easy caller. We're not.
Yeah, we're not
going
to make it to Des Plaines.
We're going within a 2 mile radius.
Yeah we're gonna right. be at the one on Elston.
I've been to Des Plaines. I know what Des Plaines is like.
It's a fine place. I mean, it's a floodplain, but that's
a
different story.
A great
as
place.
A Des Moines kid,
I
take objection just to the very way they pronounce Des Plaines.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have nothing wrong. I've been to Des Plaines, so I haven't been to this Kohl's thing you speak of.
Weird.
The plane, get on the plane.
The
plane.
That's the problem.
Okay.
You have to make that joke every single
We've
time.
Officially entered into slap happy territory. More after this on 720 WGN.
Wait.
Lisa's telling me this is A La Mode by Destiny's Child. They have a song called A La Mode.
Apple Pie A La Mode.
Apple Pie A La Mode. All that's happening. Did you have a pie tonight, John Hanson?
Yeah, I had a little French silk pie. Would you never, have you never heard of that?
The words you're using are wrong altogether for Thanksgiving. What, I've had French silk pie.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't want any pumpkin pie. Right. Or apple pie. I mean, I'll have some of yours. I don't know. We had that as an option.
Sweet potato pie?
No, no. We had sweet potatoes at the dinner.
You got real dismissive about that pumpkin pie.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
I don't need that pumpkin pie.
I don't like pumpkin anything. I like pumpkins. I don't like pumpkin spiced anything. I don't like pumpkin flavored anything.
Maybe it's a cinnamon that you have a hang up on. Or the nutmeg.
Cinnamon.
Maybe it's a little cardamom. I don't know.
I think it's a cardamom.
It's a cardamom.
All right.
The allspice?
The cardamom?
Cardamom.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's fine. It is what it is. But if you're going to put a pie and put chocolate and frosting and all this great stuff on it, I'm going to eat that. I'm going to choose that every time, yeah.
You go to Baker Square any day of the week instead of having to wait for Thanksgiving.
I haven't gotten to that level yet of my problem.
Still around?
Baker Square. Yeah, they are.
Have you never been to Baker Square?
No, I have, but not since like 97.
You got to go north.
Going on the same street as that
Kohl's.
Yeah.
Go north on Western.
I've been to Baker Square.
Elliot, can we go to Kohl's? We're going Black Friday shopping.
Oh,
come on.
We're all going to Kohl's in a handbasket.
It's
going to
be my
first
time.
If you guys go, I'll go. Until Baker Square opens and get pies.
We won't go for long.
Well, no, you don't have to be there for
They have
very
Star
long.
Wars pajamas.
I know. They have the new Rogue One collection there.
Right.
How much are boxers there going for?
I'm guessing a pack of 12 for 30 cents.
And then,
And then they give you
it's buy one, get 80 free or something.
Right.
Like that.
And then they give you the Kohl's cash.
And then you have to throw them away right after?
It. Yes.
They ask you to sign up for a credit card. And
your kids get a scholarship, so it's all good.
If I had kids, I'm going to go to Kohl's. That sounds like a plan.
You can give it away. What's coming up on your show? Us calling you?
Oh, yeah. You're going to call us from Kohl's. That's about it. That's all we got planned. So please call.
Is that Black Friday? It's Black Friday.
Yeah.
By the way, Gilmore Girls is starting. I don't know if it's already started.
I think it starts at midnight.
It started at
Doesn't
midnight?
It?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You are not on a microphone. Talk to that microphone. Just push Adam out of the way.
We are talking about Black Friday, obviously. We want to solicit calls. I have the most crazy, worst disaster Thanksgiving story that I heard tonight.
He wins our prize. There you go.
Yeah. No one called in for one?
No.
Well,
we didn't
I've got
get
a doozy.
Many either.
Well, I've got one that would happen today in Darien, and we're going to share that at the top of the hour. It's insane. I heard it from a friend of a friend, and we're still trying to get this family to call in.
Yes, please.
I'm begging them to do it because it is crazy.
Do you think the wounds are too fresh for people to call in and talk about how badly their Thanksgiving went?
Well, the fire department's probably still there, so I think it's insane. It's a bad one. It's a bad one, but they have a really good sense of humor, and they made it. There's a happy ending to it. So I'm trying to a kind of happy
when
ending.
When first
I'm
responders are called to your Thanksgiving celebration.
Oh, yeah. No. It's no bueno. We're going to share that at the top of the hour. I got to share that one. Black Friday. You know, Esmeralda and I are both on the negative side, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, because so we're going to we'll explain that. And I want people to call in from the malls. We want some malls reports.
Yeah, I
want to
hear. Well, I want to know where the good stuff is, because then after the show, I will go.
Right. Oh, you can't be vehemently against it and then participate.
What? Is there anything hypocritical?
Yeah. Is there anything you're looking for in particular?
Nope.
No.
If I hear something good, I'll be oh, well, then I will go there.
So tell us about the deals. And then I heard you mention Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
Mm. So obviously we love to support. There's so many great small businesses in the area. So we'd love to hear of your favorite ones. I've got a laundry list of places. I get little craft gifts for people, you know, all over the city. So
I agree. And there's some great shops. I'm going to be in Lincoln Square on Saturday for their Unwrap.
That's a great area. I mean, that's a great area.
Did you see there was just an article saying Lincoln Square is the Stars Hollow of Chicago?
No, I didn't see that.
I can see that.
DNA Info, Patty Wetley wrote that story.
It's the Stars Hollow of Chicago neighborhood for
me. No.
I used to live there.
No.
I used to live right on Lincoln.
It's got gazebos
in Lincoln
and
Square.
Stuff.
No, Norwood Park is the, I would say Norwood Park is the Stars Hollow of Chicago. I'm just saying.
You're going to argue with Patty Wetley.
I'm looking up Stars Hollow because I don't know.
He doesn't know Kohl's. He doesn't know Stars Hollow.
I get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's enough people. People don't know each other. Right, they don't know each other's business the way they do in Stars Hollow. Like it's people come in, it's trendy and it's chic and whatever, but it's not.
It has an apothecary.
It doesn't, yeah. There's no apothecary in Gilmore Girls in Stars Hollow.
Surely there's an apothecary.
There's not an apothecary. There's not an apothecary.
A shoe, a giant shoe shows up every Christmas in the middle of Lincoln Square that children play on.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Apparently they put shoes in it. I don't know.
Yes, their events are very Star Hollows-esque, I guess. But yeah. And yes, Norwood Park doesn't have. But I would say like being in each other's business is... is more of a Norwood Park.
Every year someone tricks or does a prank and puts bubble bath in the fountain.
Oh, I
in Lincoln
know
Square.
That. Okay, fine. Fine. They're more like Stars Hollow than Norwood Park. Yes,
are
Paul?
These all episodes of Gilmore Girls?
All of them. Okay. Yes.
I've never seen one episode.
We're also, as I'm looking at the email, what we're talking about, because I completely forgot. We're going to talk about that things you can do in the last month before 2017, like those last minute things that you wanted to do all year long.
Because I think the clock starts.
Right, yeah, can we refresh?
Avoid the Grim Reaper?
Control Alt Delete. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Really start that thing on
except
over.
For
except
for the Cubs.
Except for the Cubs.
You know what? Fine.
Right. And we're going to be giving away pep talks. We have a pep talk generator. So if you need a pep talk to finish up your year, we've got a website that'll just give you a pep talk.
Give me a reason to live. Where's the pep talk today?
There you go. It's like, well, listen later.
Give
we'll
me a reason to get up in the morning.
100 million reasons to walk away.
Yeah. And human head transplants may be coming soon. So we're going to talk
about
that.
I've heard this.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that maybe if we get to that.
I want one.
Yeah. A new, just a whole new one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can like have a whole different like memory.
Yeah.
What would I do with the old one?
Maybe I like this pretzel jello you guys can talk about.
But who benefits? Because the head seems to be the one that benefits, not the body.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work anyway, so it's kind of
I want both.
They've been trying it on rats. It's a really crazy thing. I
didn't know. Oh, my God.
Well, they've been grafting heads to rats, so it's a double-headed rat.
Oh, cool.
They've done it to dogs, and they've lived for a couple days. And actually, yeah, so it's a whole thing. We're probably not going to get to it, so don't worry about it. If that dissuaded you from listening to the show, don't worry. We're not going to do it. We're going to wait till Dave Plyer gets in to talk about head transplants. So.
How are you doing? He'll be giving away a head transplant. Yeah, Dave,
that's what Dave Plyer has. He has a new head for you this morning at 5.
A Cubs head transplant.
There's a Kohl's joke in here someplace, and I just can't land on it.
Kohl's dollars.
Yeah.
Yes. Is Paul.
No,
Elliot,
I'm just
excited. Go to Kohl's? Are you ready to go to... He does not want to go to Kohl's.
Those fluorescent lights will perk you right up.
It's actually not that bad. The lighting's not too bad at
Kohl's. It's a good lighting.
It's sort of soft yellow lighting.
What's the lighting situation in the fitting rooms?
It's more giving than at Marshall's or TJ Maxx.
Is it the kind where you completely... It's like they Photoshop you right there when you try... And then you try it on at home. You're like, what happened? I'm confused.
Yes, Paul.
Will they let me try on the boxers before I buy them, or is there a rule against that?
I mean, don't
say
that you try them on.
It's kind of a permission for forgiveness, yes. It's more of a...
Yeah. I'm going to come out and be like, guys?
What do you think?
What do you think? Be like, Paul, you really do have tramp stamps. That's weird.
Interesting.
More than one.
Oh, a Groupon for that Brazilian, huh? Excellent. Well done.
That's part of my go. Yeah. It's part of the charm of Paul Farber.
It's been lovely hanging out with you all for Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for all of you guys.
Are you coming with us to Kohl's?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that. You're going to love it.
Your Sunday best, kids.
There's so much Star Wars stuff.
So much.
All the Star Wars stuff. John Hansen, I wish you the best of luck over the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. These next six are going to be kind of rough, but it'll be fun.
I'll be listening and then watching.
You're not going to tune in this morning. No chance.
They have to get to Kohl's.
Yeah.
No, they're going to listen
on WCIU.
But she's not
going to
watch. She's not going to watch
Jean Sparrow. I love
Jean
Sparrow.
Yeah, I love Jean.
The one when I used to co-host with her, they had to stand me on a box to stand next to.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut a box.
I'm a little short compared to Jean.
They were
like,
really?
They're like, can we get a box for Patty Baskets? We need to get a box out here.
That sounds adorable.
She sounds like she looks like a midget next to her.
Yeah, Melissa's out east, so it's me and Jean today. So it'll be fun.
It'll be very
fun. We got
fun.
People at the malls, too. We'll do live fun reports. We have a gospel choir coming in to sing us
this
morning.
Yes,
you do. Yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
Excellent.
It's going to be good.
We'll have so much fun tonight.
And head transplants on WCIU. Live head transplants.
We're going to leave you a pie.
Oh, really?
I know how much you want to have some of that sweet, sweet pumpkin pie.
We're going to have a pie eating contest.
Oh, excellent. I'm not going
to off air.
Do some yoga with John when you have an opportunity. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. I will see you all. I'll be back on Monday night. I'll be in Springfield broadcasting for the fall session. Here with everything you need to know is Julia Gray.